interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you Tri-Cities Prep Jaguar Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. And now, here's the voice of the Jaguars, Brett Powers, on 100.7 FM KHSS.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Thank you for tuning in this fine, brisk October evening as I stand here in the broadcast booth here at Waitsburg Prescott High School, overlooking the big black WP right at the 50-yard line here in Waitsburg under the Friday night lights as we finally have league play, Southeast League play here with your Tri-Cities Prep Jaguars. As you listeners may know, league play is starting with all four teams, with the Soton visiting DeSales, and Prep, of course, is here at Waitsburg Prescott. Now, out of a 4-team league, only two will go to the playoffs, and tonight, Waitsburg Prescott at 4-2 hosts your Tri-Cities Prep Jaguars, who at 5-1 are riding a 5-game win streak. But despite those records, for all intents and purposes, their records right now are basically 0-0 as the march to the playoff begins. We will be back with our usual interview with Coach Dan Whitson here at homecoming at Waitsburg Prescott. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Keeping your smile healthy is our number one goal at Gillette Family Dentistry. Since 1981, Dr. Gillette and his staff have been providing quality dental care in a friendly, caring atmosphere. Dr. Gillette's general, cosmetic, and sports dentistry always have you, the patient, in mind. Gillette Family Dentistry is located across from Broadmoor Mall at 9221 Sandifer Parkway. Call 547-0730 to learn more about how we can help keep your smile healthy. That's 547-0730 for Gillette Family Dentistry.
The nation's most versatile source of energy is propane, also known as liquefied petroleum. Propane is used by more than 60 million Americans in homes, industry, farming, and more. AmeriGas is America's expert propane supplier. Since 1959, AmeriGas's mission has been to provide you with the safest, most reliable, and most responsive propane service available. Transform your energy source today with propane. In Walla Walla, Tri-Cities, and Hermiston, call Bob Christensen at 582-8888. That's 582-8888.
If you have a family, you'll eventually need a good lawyer who is skilled at family law. Since 1976, Quattle Law Offices have specialized in all areas of family law, including child custody and support, adoptions, divorce, wills and estates, property divisions, and complex litigation. Pat Quattle was one of the first women to practice law in the Tri-Cities and has been recognized for outstanding volunteer legal services in the Tri-Cities community. Call Quattle Law Offices today at 943-3331. That's 943-3331.
Prepare to have your car buy-in experience redimensioned. Joe Klein and McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Chevy, Cadillac, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, Mazda, or Mercedes, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back at the field at Waitsburg High School, and we're talking with Coach Dan Whitsett. And once again, actually recording this the day before. And this time, instead of talking quite so much about the Enterprise game, although, Coach, I will say, before I go any farther, I've watched home games now for 10 years. With the possible exception of the lacrosse game, whatever year that was, that was quite possibly the most dominant performance I've seen us turn in. Did you find that that was the case?
Oh, yeah. You know, anytime you hold a team to no first downs and
negative yardage
for the game, it's a dominating performance, especially as physical as Enterprise was up front, and they had some good size, and they had a running back that's been real productive all season. So it was quite a shock. We didn't realize they didn't have any first downs until a statistician brought it up to our D coordinator towards the end of the game, and I just shook my head. I was like, that can't be right. So, you know, it was definitely a good performance and a good one to get, you know, get ready leading up to facing Waitsburg.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit later about not only Waitsburg, but the fact we're finally opening league play. But we're riding a 5-game win streak off what amounts to, I guess, what I would call season prep, because you kind of have to say that our record at this point is 0-0 with league play starting. How do you feel with that 6-game preparation period, how well do you think that did in terms of preparing us for upcoming league play?
Well, it's kind of funny because when I put the schedule together, I told the team, I said, listen, I'm tired of being 5-2 three years ago and then dropping, you know, games to Waitsburg and DeSales. And last year, tired of being 5-1. You know, I'd rather be 3-3 going into this game. So I went out and I tried to put together as tough schedules I could really find. And Heppner, of course, they came through and they were what they were. And Stanfield, you know, being a state quarterfinalist the year before, we expected a little more out of them. Although they weren't terrible. You know, they put up a fight. So anyway, here we are again at 5-1 going into the last three weeks of the season. And I think we're a little more prepared than we were last year. You know, I think the Mapton game went a long ways in really giving these guys confidence when their back's against the wall. You know, it was an ugly game. A lot of things didn't go right in our way, but, you know, goal line stand and game-winning, you know, touchdown drive to get us to the three-point margin. But, you know, physicality-wise, I think we've been tested. I think we've faced some teams that have size and are pretty physical. You know, Waitsburg's going to have a little combination of everything. They're going to be physical, and they're going to have some speed and good guys in the skill positions. It's going to be a good matchup, and I'm excited about it. This has been our goal, to go in and league play and get the monkey off our back with Waitsburg and DeSales.
Any particular areas of growth, like between the Heppner game, and I'd love that, I'm not actually going to ask the question, but it's always fascinating to contemplate what a Heppner game might look like now, six games into the season, rather than at the beginning. But let's go ahead and ask the question, what do you think theoretically you might see the Jaguars if we were to face Heppner again, which you might see different 6 weeks into the season than what we saw that first week?
Well, we just got more consistent. We got more consistent in our reads on defense. We've gotten a heck of a lot better at third down and understanding third down scenarios and down and distance and what we can potentially give and what we can't give. And we got better in short yardage situations. Offensively, we got more consistent. You know, Peterson was 8 for 11 last game and threw the ball really well, and he's starting to get his timing down and his depth perception, his accuracy, you know, on the deep ball. You know, we've been resting him a little bit as far as running the ball, trying not to run him too much because he had that shoulder injury. But he's going to be fully ready to go this week, and he'll finally get back on the defensive side of the ball as well. So, you know, I think, you know, it would definitely be a different ball game if we were playing Heppner this week, but we're playing, you know, Waitsburg, and they lost to Heppner with a similar score as ours. And so, you know, this is the team that we've been thinking about probably the last 3 weeks. You know, I mean, it's been tough. It's been tough focusing week to week on our opponent. We've been doing it, but it hasn't been easy. We've had Waitsburg in the back of our minds and secretly at 3:30 in the morning watching Waitsburg film. So, you know, we're pretty geared up for this game and, you know, look forward to seeing what happens.
Final note in terms of preparation for those first six games. You'd mentioned on numerous occasions during previous interviews that the ideal with our offense, that it'd be 50-50. You know, we'd have 1,000 yards running and 1,000 yards passing. And up through the first five games, that was definitely not the case. But then the bulk of our offense, well, definitely more than half against Enterprise, was passing.
Yeah.
And for the first time, I wasn't getting cranky with receivers about dropping balls.
Yeah, no, they did a good job. Receivers improved. We've been doing a lot of receiver drills, and they've been pretty serious about it, focusing. They know they got to catch football, you know, and kind of a coming out party for Bennett Peterson. You know, I don't think he dropped the ball, and that was probably the first time all season, because he's capable of that every week, that kind of performance. He's a very, very tough kid to defend in the open field, and he just needs to catch the ball consistently, and then, you know, we have a lot better success. But, you know, we were just over, we had, I don't know, 14 more yards passing than we had rushing in the game. That type of game against Enterprise where we're almost 50-50 is perfect, absolutely perfect, and that's the challenge I want to present to our opponents every week. you know, and that you know, we can do it on the ground, and we can do it in the air, and we're going to take what you give us.
Mm-hmm. So, Coach Whitsitt has mentioned a couple times what we have coming up this week, and the fact we've been looking for the past 3 weeks about facing Waitsburg, and when we return to Waitsburg Field, we'll talk just about that, what we're looking at in terms of both league play and from Waitsburg themselves tonight. You are listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Hard to believe, but winter is on the way. So now is a great time to have a seasonal efficiency check on your heating, plumbing, or electrical system. Call Campbell & Company, your Lennox partner today, for a diagnostic on any one of these systems for just $20. Regularly $79, you save $59 for a limited time. Prevent costly system outages. Call today for your home diagnostic appointment. Trust Campbell & Company, your Lennox home comfort partner.
So what can you find at a Catholic Supply Company? A lot. School uniforms, books, gifts, cards, artwork, school curricula for parochial schools and homeschools, vestments, liturgical books, missals, and people who dearly love the Catholic faith. With their buying power, Blessed on First Catholic Supply Company will be able to save parishes and Catholic schools some money, and individual parishioners as well. Come see us at Blessed on First, 120 West 1st Avenue, Kennewick.
A quality education is the greatest gift you can give to a child. And quality education is what Kennewick's St. Joseph's Catholic School is all about. Limited class size and a diversity of teaching methods meet the individual needs of every student. With a rigorous Christ-centered curriculum that includes music, art, and computers, our students are prepared academically, socially, and spiritually for life in high school and beyond. St. Joseph's Catholic School in Kennewick, academically excellent, passionately Catholic.
KHSS has a long tradition of broadcasting high school sports to our Walla Walla and Tri-Cities listeners over the airwaves of 100.7 FM and worldwide over the internet. Since the fall of 97, KHSS has broadcasted more than 1,000 DeSales High School athletic contests. This year, we are broadcasting Tri-Cities prep games, and we'd like to invite you to be a part of it. If you have a business and would like to sponsor our Tri-Cities Prep broadcast, or you know somebody who does, call us here at KHSS at 525-7878. That's 525-7878.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back at Waitsburg Field watching the Tri-Cities Prep Jaguars warm up for their first league game of the season. And amazingly, Dan Whitsitt is not only on the field, but he's also kind of in the booth with us. Pre-recorded conversation from yesterday talking a bit about finally starting league play and what we might expect this evening from the Cardinals of Waitsburg-Prescott. So let's start first with league play. What are we looking at in terms of what we have to do the next 3 weeks?
Well, we got four teams in the league. We have three league games. The top two teams advance to playoff crossovers with District 7. The number three team gets a crossover game, but it's a non-playoff game. It'll be their final regular season game, their 10th game. So you got to be in the top two, and obviously right now, you know, overall record-wise, we're on top. Nobody's played a league game yet. This is the first week, and so we got Waitsburg, and DeSales has Asotin, and right now it looks like a three-dog race with DeSales, Waitsburg, and us, and you're going to have to be one of those top two teams to get in the playoffs, and we made the last regular season game of the year on a Thursday, just in case there is a tiebreaker game that needs to be played on Monday. And unfortunately, you know, to have that scenario, we have that scenario, but it's realistic. And prior to the season, is, you know, I'd almost guarantee you we'd have a tie. And so now it looks like, you want to take care of business. You want to be that number one team, obviously. And not be in that position where you got to go on Monday and play tiebreaker to get into the regional crossover playoff system.
Coach mentions that there's pretty much a three-team dogfight for these two spots. And looking at records, that would be Waitsburg, and it would be Tri-Cities Prep, and it would be DeSales. The difficulty with Asotin is they, over the last three games, have been very heavily outscored. And if they continue to perform as they have over the past 3 weeks, it may seem likely that Asotin is out of that mix. Of course, who knows with league play not actually having started. But assuming that's correct, we've got potentially a three-team dogfight for two playoff slots. So we got to take care of business against Waitsburg tonight. So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you know, we were going over the history of the program, coaches and I, doing things coaches do, and of games that we've played more than once. There's only two teams that we've ever played since 2004, since I've been here, that we have not beat, that we have played more than once, and that's Waitsburg and DeSales.
Ouch.
And that's why the focus, you know, the entire offseason and all season long has been taking care of business in league play. We got to get that monkey off our back, and we got the team to do it. We got to go out and execute.
So what do we have to do? What are the keys to taking care of business against the Cardinals tonight?
Well, they're a little bit like us. You know, they spread it out, and they run, and they throw all over the field. Probably throw a lot more than we do, but they go no huddle, so they get more plays. They run, you know, average probably about 24 more offensive plays a game than we've been averaging. Hurry up offense, all wristbands and everything's called from the sidelines. So, you know, we got to keep up with the pace of that. And they're going to spread us out, and they'll, like I said, they'll run and throw both. Quarterback's about 6'4", got a good arm. He'll throw it anywhere at any time. He's got a lot of confidence. And they got some good receivers. You know, they probably got the best receiving core that we've seen all year in a team. You know, they kind of do running back by committee. LaRue, their top runner, had a dislocated knee, and I'm not sure if he'll be playing or not. I halfway expect to see him with a brace on and playing, but, you know, who knows. You know, they're a little bit different to defend without him because they run that running back by committee, and they do a few more things with those running backs out of the backfield than they did with him in there. So a little bit different look, but we got some great film on him. We've been studying him for a while, like I said.
3:30 in the morning.
Yep, it's gonna really come down to guys being in where they're supposed to be on the field defensively as far as stopping them. Now, offensively, they run a three-man front, which Umatilla ran against us, and they run a 3-5, and they're going to bring a lot of pressure. They're going to bring at least one guy every time, and a lot of times two, and we've been preparing for that type of pressure and how we're going to counter it. We put some new wrinkles in for this game, so you know, you're going to see a few things different from us out there, and we typically do. Once we get to the league, we save a few things in our back pocket and bring them out for the league game. So we'll be doing a few things a little bit different and looking for ways to get our good players, our athletes in space a little more often.
So keys to the game, at least in terms of offense, is getting the athletes out in space. And on defense, would you say there's an emphasis on manning the gaps and taking care of the run, or is the pressure going to be more on the secondary?
And it's both. It's both. Secondary, you know, of course, needs to be where they need to be, and we're going to be changing up defenses on them. We're not going to be sitting in one particular defense the whole time. We're going to change up coverages, mm-hmm. give them different looks, because their quarterback is, you know, he's got a good arm, and he's had a good year, but he's not that experienced, and watching on film, he doesn't do a great job of reading coverages, so just because he's young and a little inexperienced in that department. So we're going to switch up coverages on him, try to make him you know, have to guess what we're doing and not knowing exactly where we'll be. And same thing up front defensively with the spread. Those D linemen, you know, they're not going to have the help from the linebackers. They're not going to have the same proximity. And so they're not going to have as much help right behind them as they normally would against a team like Enterprise, for example. And so those linemen definitely got to own their ranch, and that's been a focus this week, and make sure that they don't get out of position, because Waitsburg does a lot of change of direction stuff, and they'll do a lot of cutback stuff, and they'll do reverses, you know, and that's just part of their playbook and always has been. So you got to stay home. Defensive ends got to contain the edge, because they run the option out of that, and that's probably one of their most successful running plays is double option with the quarterback and running back out of the spread, and it's a play that we struggled with defending the last 2 years. It's a play that myself and my D coordinator, you know, when we have bad dreams, somehow that double option just pops up in it from Waitsburg. So you know, the goal this year is definitely to shut down the double option.
Yeah. So the D-linemen definitely taking care of business, and also it sounds like there's going to be an issue in terms of them just being able, defensively in particular, being able to keep up with that no huddle that Waitsburg has been running in the past. So been talking to Coach Dan Witsit here at Waitsburg as we prepare for our first lead game and hoping to get the monkey off of our back and getting our first victory against the Cardinals tonight. Thanks once again, Coach, for taking the time.
You bet.
You've been listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Keeping your smile healthy is our number one goal at Gillette Family Dentistry. Since 1981, Dr. Gillette and his staff have been providing quality dental care in a friendly, caring atmosphere. Dr. Gillette's general, cosmetic, and sports dentistry always have you, the patient, in mind. Gillette Family Dentistry is located across from Broadmoor Mall at 9221 Sandifer Parkway. Call 547-0730 to learn more about how we can help keep your smile healthy. That's 547-0730 for Gillette Family Dentistry.
Green energy is all the rage these days. For more than 60 years, though, AmeriGas has been providing the most powerful form of green energy to America's homes, businesses, and farms: clean-burning propane. Propane conversion kits allow today's cars, buses, and taxis to have 70% less emissions than those powered by gasoline or diesel. Get propane for your home or business. Call the experts at AmeriGas. In Moses Lake and Othello, call George Guajardo at 488-2312. That's 488-2312.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we are back live at Waitsburg High School for the opening of Southeast League play between your Tri-Cities Prep Jaguars and the Waitsburg Prescott Cardinals. We've got introductions going on right now. The Tri-Cities Prep defense, I believe, is being called out. And while we're waiting for the introductions to get done, let's talk a little bit about what we might be not seeing necessarily from the Cardinals, but giving a little bit of history of them. Last week, Waitsburg beat Columbia Burbank 26-23, while Prep beat Enterprise Oregon 42-0, and I got to talk a little bit about that game. I've watched Prep home games, largely all of them, for 12 years, and that was the most dominating performance I've ever seen, perhaps save one, I've seen Prep make in all the years I've watched them play football. The lone possible exception is a 46-0 thrashing of longtime eight-man powerhouse lacrosse Washtenaw in 2009. That game actually ended at halftime, 46-0. But aside from that, arguably last week's game against Enterprise was even more dominating because the Jaguars didn't give up a first down and even held the Outlaws to negative yardage. Wings for Prescott, in getting to 4-2 at this point in the season, they have a series of two game streaks going on. They opened the season with a two game win streak. They beat McLaughlin of Idaho 42-20, and then White Swan from the Yakima Valley 42-18. Then they got just inched by Orofino of Idaho 48-46 in a shootout, and then they turned around and played Hefner, the same team that we played to open the season, and the Cardinals had pretty much the same impact on Hefner that we had. The Cardinals got beat pretty soundly in that game, 45-7. Then they turned around and they played a couple of bigger schools, and they had some success against them. They played Tyone and Benton 2 weeks ago, won that game 38-26, and last week they played Columbia Burbank and beat them 26-23. Here's what we need to be watching for as the Waitsburg Cardinals begin to get introduced on the field. Some names that perhaps you've heard in the past, if you've been following Jaguar Athletics, whenever they play Waitsburg Prescott, you have to watch out for Owen Lanning. He's a 6-foot, 152-pound senior, and he'll be playing wide receiver. Waitsburg Prescott also draws from Jubilee Christian Academy, and they have a wide receiver cornerback, number 8, Travis Crockett. He's a 5'7", 155 sophomore. Need to watch out for him. As Coach Witsa tells us, he's pretty stefty with his feet. Waitsburg Prescott's quarterback is number 11. He's a 6'4", 173 sophomore. That's Jacob Dunn, kind of a new name. But he will be throwing sometimes a wide receiver to a 6'2", 220 senior, Devin Acevedo. And that is a name we have called on a regular basis. We need to watch out for wide receiver number 29. He's a 5'11", 157 junior. His name is Kobe Brown. He also is from Jubilee. Also a wide receiver and playing defensive back as well, you'll find number 37, Luke Alexenko, a 5'9", 159 senior. The name that I am not calling out, which may be critical to tonight's game, is that of Chance LaRue, number 24. He is their captain. He's a 6'2", 198 senior. He plays running back and outside linebacker. And he was one of their big workhorse running backs this year. As Coach Whitfield mentioned in the interview, he dislocated his kneecap last week. And Coach Whitfield was thinking he might be back this week wearing a knee brace. That's not going to be the case. I had the opportunity to speak to the PA announcer, whom you may hear in the background behind me as he announces players. He told me that Chance LaRue is going to have surgery. His football season, unfortunately, is done. And he has the surgery is being scheduled, and he has a six-week recovery period after that. So we're hoping, because we never want to see athletes on the shelf, particularly not due to injury. And LaRue is a talented athlete. He's contributed a great deal not only to Waitsburg Prescott football, but also to Waitsburg basketball. And hopefully this surgery, if it takes place and is successful, LaRue will be able to return to the Cardinals for at least a portion of the Waitsburg regular season. So even though obviously we're serious Tri-Cities Prep homers here and we're rooting for the Jaguars all along, you don't want to see those athletes on the shelf. And we wish Chance LaRue the very best in a quick recovery and hoping that he can get back on the playing court sometime very soon. Talked a little bit about comparing the two teams in terms of their overall performance. In looking at passing, Waitsburg Prescott at this point has attempted 174 passes. They've completed 92 of them for 1,300 yards. They passed for 11 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. Now compare that to Tri-City Prep's passing. Tri-City Prep right now is 29 for 70 for 495 yards, 6 touchdowns, and 8 interceptions. In looking at the passing game, what you see is Waitsburg has nearly 3 times the yardage of Prep. Their quarterback rating is significantly higher, and the one thing that is somewhat similar is that, as mentioned, Waitsburg has 11 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. Prep has 6 and 8 in that category. But you need to take into consideration Dane Peterson's performance at quarterback last week against Enterprise. 9 for 11, 239 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. If that is the style of passing that we're going to see this evening, then Waitsburg will definitely have its hands full in trying to contain. We've just had the flip, and the flip of the coin, and we will see that the Jaguars will receive, and they will be receiving the ball moving from left to right as we view the field from here. So very shortly, we're going to have the kickoff team. We're going to have the kickoff teams come to the field. Before we do, let's also compare rushing. Waitsburg Prescott rushing. They have rushed 159 times for 613 yards and 11 touchdowns. Tri-Cities Prep has rushed 200 times for 1,617 yards and 22 touchdowns. Waitsburg Prescott is averaging about 4 yards a rush. Tri-Cities Prep is averaging 8 yards a rush. So one of the keys to the game that's definitely going to come into play here this evening is that if Tri-Cities Prep can get its passing offense working, if the receivers can hang on to the ball like they did against the Enterprise Outlaws, then they definitely have a chance to finally get the monkey off of their back. As Coach mentioned, Prep is on a 5-game win streak, but we've never beaten Waitsburg. And out of all the teams that Prep has played since 2004, that all the teams they've played more than once, there's only 2 teams that they've never beaten: DeSales and Waitsburg Prescott. So the hope is this evening we get the monkey off the back. So both teams are lined up ready for the kickoff. And we see that number 52, Antonio Benito, is ready to kick off that ball from the 40-yard line of Waitsburg. Side judge has his hand up. The Cardinal players are bouncing up and down, and here's the kick, and it is in the air, and Benito kicks it deep. Mavalongo is there to receive it at the goal line. He then fumbles it, he picks it up, he's going to bring it out. It's the 5-10, the 15, where he's then met. So he did not get to the 15. He got short of the, he was met short of the 15-yard line. He got about to the 13-yard line based on, and the side judge is actually going to tell me that the ball is going to be on the 14. So a 14-yard return by Marco Longo could have been more if it had not been fumbled.
he was a very, it was the sort of thing where Alex had his hand on the ball and just wasn't quite able to hang on to it, so it's nothing too terribly serious. So the Jaguars come out on offense, and we have to spread. We have two receivers split to either side. We have Montelongo as the lone running back. Ramon Rudolph has an ankle issue and will not be starting the game. And the snap is to Peterson, and he's quarterback keeper turning to the left, and he met all out turns the corner when he then gets met by the safety. That's number 29, Kobe Brown, mentioned his name during the pregame. Peterson looks to perhaps have gotten one. So Peterson in a hurry to get to the corner, but he could not quite turn it. And yeah, the marker's going to say he got a very short yard. So we're facing second down and a long nine from the Tri-Cities Prep 14-yard line. We are just underway here at Waitsburg, 11:47 to go in the first quarter. Obviously no score. We've just run one play from scrimmage thus far. We are in the Wildcat. This is Forbes. Michael Forbes is set to receive the snap, and Peterson is in motion on the handoff. No, it's a quarterback keeper. It's a direct snap to Forbes, and he keeps it and manages to get through a hole in the line and get up to the 19-yard line before he is brought down by number 53, Danny Stansel. So that's one of those wrinkles that Dan Whitsitt has mentioned in pregame, that we are going to see some offensive formations that Waitsburg has not seen before. The Wildcat is dusted off. Allows Michael Forbes to get a four-yard gain. Now we're in pro set. We have Montelongo, and I believe that is Forbes in the backfield with Peterson. Shotgun snap to wide receiver side to side. Peterson wants to throw. Now he's rolling left. Now he throws, and he throws low. The ball ends up being incomplete to Hogan Jones, and Peterson was under pressure. Coverage by Kobe Brown on that play. So fourth down and six, and unfortunately the first possession did not go the way the Jaguars intended. Grand total of 5 yards. Dane Peterson is deep to punt. Number 37. That is Luke Alexango is deep to receive, and Peterson gets off a booming punt that drives Alexango past the 40-yard line to the 37, where he gathers in the ball and immediately tries to go upfield. Gavin Baker is there to drag him down after a 3-yard gain. So Waitsburg Prescott is going to have pretty good field position to start their first possession of the game due to the fact that Tri-Cities Prep was deep in their own territory, and Prep went 3 and out. Sanchez places the ball on the 42-yard line of Waitsburg Prescott. So with 10:56 to go in the first quarter, Tri-Cities Prep first possession had no real success. Now the Cardinals get their chance with Jacob Dunn, the 6'4", 173 sophomore quarterback at shotgun. He calls for the snap, and he gets it, and his handoff is to number 28. Check that. That's 29. Kobe Brown, who then leaps into the line, and he rumbling, bumbling, stumbling, manages to get about 3 yards before he's brought down by Tristan Barnett. Check that, that's 4 yards. So second down and six for the Cardinals on their 46-yard line. Cardinals showing spread offense. We have two receivers split wide to either side, and they are in hurry-up offense. They do not huddle up. They check their wristbands, and they're ready to go. Quarterback takes the snap. He's running the option, and now he's turning to throw. And he does, and he's got a man past the 50-yard line. It's number 37. He breaks the first set of tackles. Gets all the way down to the 35-yard line before he's brought down by Ramon Rudolph. That reception by Luke Alexenko. Ball ended up getting down to the 36-yard line of Tri-Cities Prep. Check that, 37-yard line. So that was a 17-yard gain on that pass play. Pardon me. And for the first time in 2 weeks, Tri-Cities Prep surrenders a first down. Dunn once again in shotgun. He has eye backs behind him. He fakes to the first back, then he options to the second, and he's unable to turn the corner. He is dragged down by Bennett Peterson. That was Kobe Brown. He was trying to turn the corner, and Bennett said, "Not on your Nelly." That was a 4-yard loss on that play. That'll be second down and 14 now. Ball placed on the 41-yard line of Tri-Cities Prep. Dunn once again in shotgun. Single setback appears to be Brown. They're right And Lanning steps back, Dunn steps back to throw, and now he steps forward to the pocket, and he throws, and he way overthrows his receiver, who was very closely covered by Alex Montelongo. Pass was intended for Devin Acevedo, but there was no hope. Montelongo was right there and could have picked that ball. So third and 14 for Waitsburg from the Tri-Cities Prep 41-yard line, and right away, here's gut check time. We have third and long. Tri-Cities Prep has had some success with these sorts of stands the past couple of weeks. Let's see if they can manage it today. We have two receivers to the short side, one wide to the right. We have two backs in the backfield. Dunn fakes the handoff to the short man, and he keeps it himself, and he manages to get into the linebacker corner before he gets dragged down by Dane Peterson. Dunn managed to scamper down to the 33-yard line. That's an 8-yard gain. But that still leaves the Cardinals now facing a 4th and 7. It looks to be they need to get to the 26-yard line. So, yes, my math is correct. 4th and 7, and it looks as though they're going for it. They are checking their various wristbands. We have two receivers split to the left, one to the right. We have a long setback. That is Kobe Brown. Here's the snap. Dunn on the run to the right. He wants to pitch, and he does. And he's... managed the running back. Brown manages to turn the corner and scamper for the first down before he's brought down by Gavin Baker. Brown managed to get all the way down to the 22-yard line. So that was an 11-yard gain. There was an outstanding spring block made quite possibly by the quarterback Dunn to allow Brown to get loose because the safety was bearing down on him but then got blocked out of the way. So 1st and 10 Cardinals. They are driving. They're down at the Tri-City Prep 24-yard line. 8:39 to go first quarter. No score. Dunn takes the snap. He throws a quick screen to number 3 on the left, and he manages to get down inside the 15-yard line. His first contact was by Michael Ford. He manages to get all the way down, looks to be to the 11-yard line, and if this marking is correct, that is good for another Cardinal first down. So the Waitsburg offense... right now, its hurry-up offense with its spread offense is having its way with the Tri-Cities Prep defense. 8:25 to go, first quarter, no score, but the Cardinals on the Prep 11-yard line. Dunn in shotgun. Brown, the lone setback behind him, and the handoff is to Brown, and he cuts left, and he manages to not quite get past. He hits the hole on the left and is met by Rama Rudolph after game. It's difficult to say. The side judge has disappeared. Okay, that was actually a gain of 6, so got down to the 5-yard line. This is 2nd and 4. Technically, the Cardinals can get a first down without scoring a touchdown. Once again, two wide receivers split wide down to the side. The single setback is Kobe Brown. Dunn engaged in shenanigans with the ball, and I had a little bit of trouble telling what happened, but he ended up completing the pass to number 37, Luke Alexenko, which is good for a 5-yard Waitsburg Prescott touchdown. So with 7:44 to go in the first quarter, the Cardinals draw first blood on the Jaguars. Number 52, Antonio Benito, is on to attempt the extra point for Waitsburg Prescott. And the kick is up, and it is wobbly, but it is good through the uprights. So 7:44 to go in the first quarter. The Cardinals draw first blood. Waitsburg Prescott 7, Tri-Cities Prep 0. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
If you have a family, you'll eventually need a good lawyer who is skilled at family law. Since 1976, Quattle Law Offices have specialized in all areas of family law, including child custody and support, adoptions, divorce, wills and estates, property divisions, and complex litigation. Pat Quattle was one of the first women to practice law in the Tri-Cities and has been recognized for outstanding volunteer legal services in the Tri-Cities community. Call Quattle Law Offices today at 943-3331. That's 943-3331.
Prepare to have your car buy-in experience redimensioned. Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Chevy, Cadillac, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, Mazda, or Mercedes, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Looking for a quality education for your child in the Tri-Cities area, pre-K through 8, academic, spiritual, and social development, academic excellence, passionately Catholic, consider St. Joseph's School in Kennewick. 7:44 to go first quarter, and Wakefield Prescott has drawn first blood, and they have kicked off after their opening touchdown. Michael Forbes gathers the ball in at the goal line, and he manages to go to the 15-yard line before he's brought down by number 32, Jada Alfred, the 5'6", 146 senior, also from Jubilee Christian. In a tale of two possessions, Waitsburg currently is owning St. They managed to march 46 yards for their initial, 58 yards for their initial touchdown. Tri-Cities prep, 5 yards total offense, and they present the Wildcat with Forbes in lone position, awaiting the shotgun snap. And he takes it, and he hands off to Peterson in motion, who tries to cut up in the middle, but finds his way cut off. He reverses the steal, starts to cut in the other direction, and unfortunately gets dragged down for a loss. The side judge tells me that ball ends up being brought back all the way to the 9-yard line, so that's a loss of 6 on the play, 2nd and 16. This is two possessions now where Tri-Cities Prep is locked inside their 20-yard line, and they are not having any success right now moving the ball against what appears to be a motivated Waitsburg-Prescott defense. Waitsburg-Prescott dressed head to foot in black. Tri-Cities Prep in their navy trousers and their white jersey top. 2nd and 16, Peterson now in shotgun. The Montelongo, the lone setback with him. Peterson is looking to throw. He does, and he throws in the opposite direction. He hits his throw with Bennett Peterson coming across the middle. Bennett Peterson with a nice leaping catch past the 20-yard line. That ball got to the, the 22-yard line. Nice crossing route. Ball a little high. Bennett climbed the ladder to get it, and honestly, he's the only receiver on the team that can hope to drag that ball in. That's a 13-yard gain. He's Tri-Cities Prep now with a 3rd and 3. Prep looking for their first down. 6:24 to go first quarter. Waitsburg leading 7-0. Three wide receivers split wide to the left. Peterson back to throw. Now under pressure. And he does throw. And he was under significant pressure, and he ended up throwing the ball away. Probably a pretty wise play. Waitsburg Prescott owning the line of scrimmage right now. They are having their way both on offense, and they are having their way on defense. So 3rd and 3 from the Tri-Cities Prep 21-yard line. Dean Peterson looking to be in punt formation. But you remember, not only is he a punter, he's also our quarterback. Here's the snap. The snap sails over his head. This ball is now going into the end zone. Peterson manages to pick it up, and he's trying to run for it. He's being chased in the end zone. He manages to break out of the end zone. He's at the 5. He's at the 10. He's at the 15. He's at the 20. He manages to get the first down on a bad pass play. Dane Peterson manages to retrieve the ball from the end zone and runs for the first down before he's finally brought down by number 53, Danny Stansel. Broken play, first down. You're definitely not going to see that every day. Pardon me, Dane Peterson retrieved that ball in the end zone, and he just about stepped out of the end zone and brought the ball all the way back up to the 29-yard line, so technically that was a 7-yard run by Peterson. Broken special teams play results in Tri-Cities Prep first down. Spread formation, 3 wide receivers split wide to the right. Single setback is Montelongo. 5:40 to go first quarter. Waitsburg 7. Tri-Cities Prep nothing, and the handoff is to Montelongo, and he pulls through the left side of the line past the 30-yard line to 32. Gain of 3 for Amon before he's brought down by number 56, Jordan Garrity, the 6'2", 202-pound sophomore. So 2nd and 7 for the Jaguars now. Be nice to see if we can actually get a first down in the conventional sense. 3 wide receivers are going to be split to the right, 1 to the left. Once again, Amon is your lone setback. He just takes the snap, and he takes the handoff to Amon, and he keeps it himself and manages to pull through that same hole in the line, and now we're past the 35-yard line to the 37. That's a gain of 5 before Dane was brought down once again by Jordan Garrity. So on the 37... I checked that. That's a 38-yard line. 38-yard line, we're going to call that a 3rd and a 1 to go. Dry City Sprint starting this drive on their 15-yard line. They were in punt formation, and they managed to keep it alive when the snap sailed over Dane Peterson's head, and he managed, nevertheless, to return the ball almost the 30-yard line. Good for our first down. The delayed handoff to Amon is actually a fake at the quarterback keeper, and Peterson manages to turn the corner and scramble past the 40-yard line. Good for Tri-City Sprint first down. He gets to the 43-yard line before he's brought down by number 66, Mark Montgomery. Check that. The side judge decided it wasn't 43. It was actually 41, but regardless, with a 3rd and 1, Dean gets the 3 yards, and that's good now for Tri-City's prep first down on their own 41-yard line. And it's good to see the Jaguar offense starting to click a little bit, getting a little bit of breathing room, finding something with rhythm. 4:07 to go first quarter. Waitsburg Press got 7. They scored on their opening drive. Tri-City's prep has their second possession now, and they currently have not scored. We have 2 wide receivers split wide to either side. We've got Amon as a lone setback. And just a reminder that every single time Dean Peterson takes the ball from shotgun, and it's screen pass to Amon, who manages to stop dead in his tracks and then cuts straight up the middle. Waitsburg Press got over-pursued that screen. They saw the screen developing, and they over-pursued, and Amon managed to plant, turn on a dime, and turn to nothing into, I want to say, a 6-yard gain before he's brought down by Danny Stansel. Tough yards for the Jaguars. After the past 4 weeks, the offense, well, 3 weeks anyway, the offense has pretty much had its way, and Waitsburg is stiff. They are not giving up anything. With pro-set formation, 2 wide receivers to the right, 2 setbacks, that is Amon and Gavin Baker, and Peterson looks the throw, then tucks it in, then he looks the throw again, then he turns the corner before he gets out of bounds, well inside Waitsburg Prescott territory. He gets run out of bounds by Kobe Brown. There was no contact on the play. Brings it all the way down to the 46-yard line of Waitsburg Prescott, and unfortunately now we have a Waitsburg Prescott player down. While we're waiting for the Waitsburg coaching staff to take a look at that player, we'll ask, are you interested in redimensioning your car buying experience? New, used, business, fleet, commercial? If you're interested in any of these possibilities, give McCurley Integrity Dealerships and their fleet dealers, particularly Joe Klein, an opportunity to redimension your car buying experience. Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity Dealerships, 366-5159. That's 366-5159. 3:21 to go first quarter. Tri-City Prep driving. We have an injury timeout, but it looks like happily. This is number 7. There we go. That was Kalen Larson. He's a captain, a 5'11", 160 senior. Looks like he may have had a cramp. But he manages to walk off under his own power. Again, he's stretching that calf. So, fortunately, just a cramp, nothing too serious. Meantime, Tri-City Sprint on that 8-yard scamper. Face a first down in Waitsburg Prescott territory. That ball is placed on the 45-yard line. 3 wide receivers split wide to the left. 1 to the near side. Alex Montalongo, the lone setback for Dane Peterson. And here's the snap. It's a little bit high, and the handoff is to Montalongo, and he hits the hole and manages to get into the linebacker core. He gets all the way to the 41-yard line before we end up getting a gang tackle, and Amon will not go down. There were six Waitsburg Prescott Cardinals trying to shut Amon down, and he wasn't having any, and that was a 5-yard gain. He manages to rumble his way to the 40-yard line. Amon running tough. Rama Rudolph, our go-to running back, who also serves as a linebacker, has tweaked his ankle a little bit. He is starting a linebacker, but right now he is sitting down for the offensive series. 2nd and 5 from the Waitsburg 40. 3 wide receivers split wide to the left. Amon, the sole running back. And Peterson takes a snap. He's running to the left. He's looking to throw. He sets. He plants. He finally throws. And he had eyes. His pass is complete. Set Jacob. No. That is 85. That's Will Terry. 5'7", 145, sophomore, gathers in the Dane Peterson bullet all the way down at the Waitsburg 25-yard line. That is good. For another Tri-Cities prep first down, 2:26 to go first quarter, Waitsburg 7, Tri-Cities Prep zero, but Tri-Cities Prep driving. They started on their 15. They've driven all the way down now to the Waitsburg 25. Three wide receivers split wide to the left. That's the short side. Single setback is once again Amon. Here's the snap. Peterson back to throw, and he does. And he throws a ways behind his intended receiver, was Hogan Jones. I don't know if Peterson was trying to overcompensate. The secondary coverage on that play was really pretty tight. So Peterson may have made a very wise decision in shorting Jones with that pass. Peterson, by my count, is 2 for 4. He has to be somewhere along the lines of 35 yards. So 2nd and 10, now from the Waitsburg 25. Three wide receivers split wide to the right. Amato, the lone receiver, to the left. Amon, the lone setback. Peterson is keeping, he's running to the right. He turns the corner and then manages to shake the first tackle and gets the first tackler and gets inside the 25-yard line. But looking where the side judge is standing, that's going to be a 4-yard gain. He was brought down by Devin Acevedo, a name that you hear called a great deal both in football and in basketball if you follow games where Prep and Waitsburg tilt at one another. So 4-yard gain on the 2nd and 10. Tri-Cities Prep now facing a 3rd and 6 from the Waitsburg 21. 1:27 to go first quarter. This is not looking to be a shootout. Three wide receivers split wide to the right. Jacob Amato, the lone receiver to the left. Amon, the lone setback. And it was a double pass that went terribly wide, and it was intercepted by number 72, Tyler Hoffman. So technically, that goes as an intended pass that is intercepted, and Hoffman returns that ball to the 30-yard line. Often called a running play, but that was clearly a forward pass. And Hoffman just sat there and gathered it in and rumbled it 5 yards. And the turnover, once again, favors the Cardinals. The Cardinals have made a quarterback change. We have Owen Lamming in now at quarterback, and he is looking to do the option, and he ends up keeping it, and then he ends up getting hit out of bounds, and that pretty hard, by Joseph Porch. Did not get a great deal of yardage on that. Porch hit Lanning hard. In fairness, Lanning popped right up like a jack in the box. He had no problem with that hit whatsoever. So 3 yards on the Lanning quarterback keeper. 2nd and 7 from the 33-yard line. And we're going to have a timeout, Waitsburg Prescott. They'll take timeout, and we'll take timeout here. With 1:06 to go in the first quarter, Waitsburg Prescott 7, Tri-Cities Prep 0. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Are you having problems with your furnace? Campbell & Company has the solution. Save up to $2,450 on your system by utilizing options like the $250 Campbell & Company Maintenance Rewards Credit and utility rebates up to $1,000. Lennox and manufacturer rebates up to $1,700. And don't forget financing as low as $75 per month. OAC, some restrictions apply. Campbell & Company is your local Lennox premier dealer. Go to TrustCampbell.com for details. Campbell & Company, trusted home comfort solutions.
So what can you find at a Catholic Supply Company? A lot. School uniforms, books, gifts, cards, artwork, school curricula for parochial schools and homeschools, vestments, liturgical books, missals, and people who dearly love the Catholic faith. With their buying power, Blessed on First Catholic Supply Company will be able to save parishes and Catholic schools some money, and individual parishioners as well. Come see us at Blessed on First, 120 West First Avenue, Kennewick.
This is KHSS 101.
Owen Lanning at quarterback takes the option toss and then runs through a gaping hole up the middle all the way down to the 46-yard line. A 16-yard gain before he's hammered down by Dane Peterson. So first down Cardinals now on their 46-yard line. We have Lanning at quarterback, and we have Travis Crockett now, the 5'7", 155 sophomore in at running back, and then we also, in theory, have a man in motion. That's Devin Acevedo, and the handoff instead is to Crockett. And Crockett does not get too terribly far. He started with the 46 and ended up on the 47. For once, Tri-Cities Prep defensive line controlled the line of scrimmage there. Crockett brought down once again by Dane Peterson. Second and 9 from the Waitsburg 47. 27 seconds to go first quarter. We'll have a brief scoring summary and how things may have come about shortly after the timeout that will come about from quarter. This is assuming the Waitsburg gets this playoff. Lanning in the shotgun, and Crockett is his lone setback. Lanning takes the snap, and he hands off to Crockett, and Crockett burns around the left side, and Crockett's got some wheels on him. He manages to cross midfield, gets down to the 47-yard line before he's brought down by Rona Rudolph. So that's good for a 6-yard gain, and that will mark the end of the first quarter with the Waitsburg Prescott leading your Tri-Super Sub Jaguars 7-0. You are listening. Jaguar football on 127 FM, KHSS.
Kennewick St. Joseph's Catholic School has been preparing leaders for the church and the world for more than 50 years. All successful school systems require parent involvement, and with over 10,000 hours of volunteer service to the school, St. Joseph's parent community sets the standard. St. Joseph's has a superb children's center and Montessori preschool programs. Is there anything more important than your child's education? St. Joseph's Catholic School, academically excellent, passionately Catholic.
KHSS has a long tradition of broadcasting high school sports to our Walla Walla and Tri-Cities listeners over the airwaves of 100.7 FM and worldwide over the Internet. Since the fall of 97, KHSS has broadcasted more than 1,000 DeSales High School athletic contests. This year, we are broadcasting Tri-Cities Prep Games, and we'd like to invite you to be a part of it. If you have a business and would like to sponsor our Tri-Cities Prep broadcast, or you know somebody who does, call us here at KHSS at 525-7878. That's 525-7878.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Needing full-service legal services? Consider Roche Bishop Law Offices. Serving the Tri-Cities area for over 20 years on Sandifer Parkway in Pasco. Roche Bishop Law, your full-service law offices. Beginning of the second quarter right now, Waitsburg Prescott driving just on the Tri-Cities Prep side of the 50, and the landing handoff is once again to number 8, Travis Crockett, who's met pretty quickly by Joseph Porch. Starting on the 47-yard line of Tri-Cities Prep, manages to inch forward to the 45. He needed to get to the 44, so it's 4th and 1 for Waitsburg, and it is gut check time right now for the Jaguars. You better believe that the Cardinals are going to go for it. They have 2 wide receivers to the left, and they have 2 running backs split in odd formation behind Lanning, once again a quarterback. Lanning in shotgun, hands off to Crockett, and he's met behind the line of scrimmage. One ball is fumbled. That ball is fumbled, and it is recovered by Tri-Cities Prep. Alex Mazzalongo makes the fumble recovery, so we have turnover for turnover. Tri-Cities Prep gets to go back into business. There's that gut check, 4th and 1. Even if that ball had not popped out, that would have been a prep ball because Crockett was stopped well behind the line of scrimmage, but then the ball came out, and Alex Montalongo recovers it at the Tri-Cities Prep 48-yard line. Jaguars in business once again. 11:21 to go first half. Waitsburg Prescott 7, Tri-Cities Prep 0. 2-3 wide receivers split wide to the right. We have Ron Rudolph at the running back position, and he's running to the right. He turns the corner. He manages to get past midfield. The hole never really quite opened for him, but he did manage to get inside the 50 before he was brought down by Taylen Larson. It's good to see Larson back in there. He was down. He was immobilized on the field a little bit earlier in the game due to muscle cramp. So Larson back in business for the Cardinals. That's always good to see. Long gain of 3. It's 2nd and a very short 7. For Tri-Cities Prep from the Waitsburg Prescott 49-yard line. 3 wide receivers split wide to the left. Amato to the right. Amato along with a long setback, and Peterson's going to keep it. And he manages to get inside the 45-yard line before he's dragged down by number 50, Mike Grant, the 5'11", 173 senior. But not before Dane managed to get down to the 45-yard line. So 3rd and a long 2 for the Jaguars. Once again, they're inside Waitsburg Prescott territory. They managed to drive deep in the first quarter. They got all the way down to the 21-yard line before technically an interception took place. 3 wide receivers split wide to the left. Rama Rudolph, the lone setback. It looks like a quarterback keeper with an option pitch to Rama, and Rama bounces off the first defender at the 45, and Elms is too far back, and he's actually going to be hit behind the line of scrimmage by Luke Alexenko, and there is going to be a loss of one on the play there. So third and two now becomes fourth and a long three as the ball is passed the 46-yard line. Technically, the way markings work, you say the ball is on the 46, but it's really between the hash of the 46 and 47. So fourth and a long three, and we're in formation to go for it. Full set. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left, two setbacks and forwards, and Mapalonga on the handoff is to Mapalonga, and he's looking for the hole, and he hits the crush, and it's going to depend on where they decide to mark the ball. Based on where the side judge, rather the back judge, is standing, that ball is probably going to be marked short of the first down. So the Jaguars, despite getting gift, despite getting the gift of a fumble, the Jaguars then proceed to not get the 10 yards necessary, so it ends up being three and out. And they will turn the ball over on downs on the 44-yard line, and Waitsburg Prescott will once again be in business. Slugfest here in Waitsburg. Cardinal offense comes out. We have Lanning once again at quarterback. Dunn started the game. Dunn started the game, but Lanning has now been in for the last two possessions. We have the lone setback. It's number 29, and Lanning, it was a designed quarterback keeper, and he was met right now at the line of scrimmage by Tristan Barnett and by Joseph Porch, and there was no gain on that play. I mean, he was met, and good night. He was going straight down. The defensive line was not going to be fooled by that. So we have Lanning quarterback. We now have Kobe Brown in the running back. Dan Woodson had mentioned they kind of do running back by committee, and they've done that. They've rotated possessions between 29 Kobe Brown and number 8 Travis Crockett. Chance LaRue, their longtime workhorse running back, is out for the season with a knee injury. Lanning consults his wristband with this Leesburg no-huddle offense. He has Brown, his lone setback, two wide receivers split to the left, and Lanning's running to the left. Now he's looking to throw, and he should have gone down. Barnett almost had him. Now Lanning finally is going to throw. Oh, my goodness. Outstanding play. The defensive line was chasing Lanning all over the field. Lanning finally managed to get loose. And he aims to hit number 37, Luke Alexander. But Hogan Jones was there to burst in and break up the pass. An interesting play. Jones clearly did his job in secondary. But the fact is, Tristan Barnett had Lanning wrapped up 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage and did not take him down. Lanning managed to scoot out and very nearly pulled a John Elway on us. For those of you who were old enough to know better, perhaps remember John Elway, the longtime Bronco quarterback who would kill you both with his arm and his feet. Lanning in shotgun, Brown the lone setback, two wide receivers set to the left, and Lanning fakes the handoff, and then he throws a net ball. Oh, my goodness gracious. Dave Peterson read that like a book. Ball was intended for Devin Acevedo, and Peterson burst in there and broke up that pass and very nearly made a one-handed interception. That was a whale of a play by Dane Peterson. So fourth and 10 now. Jaguars had difficulty with that first possession of Waitsburg. Since then, it looks like they've kind of found their feet. They're getting quite a bit of pressure in the backfield, and the Cardinals have decided to punt, probably wisely, as they're on their 44-yard line. Their punter is Luke Alexenko, if I have the number correct. Alex Montalongo deep to receive about the 35-yard line of Tri-Cities Prep. Alexenko calls for the snap. And he gets off a nice, tall, spiraling punt that takes a substantial Waitsburg bounce. Montalongo had no chance to make a play on that ball. It ends up going all the way down to the Tri-Cities Prep 23-yard line, where Prep will be once again in business on offense. Looking for family law? Consider consulting the first woman lawyer in Tri-Cities, Pat Quattle, and Quattle Law Offices, meeting all of your family needs in Richland at 943-3331. Quattle Law Offices in Richland, 943-3331. 31. 8:01 to go, first half. Waitsburg 7, Tri-Cities Prep nothing. Tri-Cities Prep, first down on their 23-yard line. Two wide receivers to the right, two running backs behind Peterson, and Peterson manages to get into the backfield, and he may be going away. 50 yards, 40, he's shipping his way, 20, 15, 10, he is finally right down inside the 10-yard line. I'm going to say that that was Kobe Brown that dragged him down, but Dane Peterson broke through the defensive line. He then busted through the secondary, and he got all the way down to the 5-yard line before he finally gets hauled down by the athletic Kobe Brown. So first and goal Jaguars at the Wakeford Prescott 5-yard line. And I'll tell you what, Dane Peterson showed some legs there. First and goal, three wide receivers split wide to the left on the Waitsburg 5. Alex Montalongo, the lone setback, fake handoff to Montalongo, and the defensive line did not fall for that at all. Peterson ends up going down all the way back to the 15-yard line. He's brought down by Jason Carter. That looked very much like the offensive line and the quarterback were not on the same page, because all of a sudden, I mean literally within a second, the entire Waitsburg Prescott defensive line was in Dane Peterson's face. Dan Witz did not like what he saw there, so he's calling for a timeout and will take a timeout. With 7:03 to go, first half, Waitsburg 7, Tri-Cities Prep nothing. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Keeping your smile healthy is our number one goal at Gillette Family Dentistry. Since 1981, Dr. Gillette and his staff have been providing quality dental care in a friendly, caring atmosphere. Dr. Gillette's general, cosmetic, and sports dentistry always have you, the patient, in mind. Gillette Family Dentistry is located across from Broadmoor Mall at 9221 Sandifer Parkway. Call 547-0730 to learn more about how we can help keep your smile healthy. That's 547-0730 for Gillette Family Dentistry.
The nation's most versatile source of energy is propane, also known as liquefied petroleum. Propane is used by more than 60 million Americans in homes, industry, farming, and more. AmeriGas is America's expert propane supplier. Since 1959, AmeriGas's mission has been to provide you with the safest, most reliable, and most responsive propane service available. Transform your energy source today with propane. In Walla Walla, Tri-Cities, and Hermiston, call Bob Christensen at 582-8888. That's 582-8888.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
First to go from the 14-yard line, and we have the option pitch to Ron Rudolph. He's met the 5-yard line, and he still manages to stumble into the end zone. 14-yard touchdown for Ron Rudolph, and we have the equalizer. Hogan Jones on for the point after touchdown. We've got ourselves a slugfest here in Waitsburg, ladies and gentlemen. These two teams want this game badly. League play starting tonight, and they both can feel it. Here's the snap, and the kick is up, but the refs blew the whistle before the ball actually came out. So while we wait for the explanation of what's going on there, we'll ask once again, are you looking to redimension your car buying experience? Then give Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity Dealership a call, and he will help you with new, used, commercial, business, whatever the case may be. He will, as described, redimension your car buying experience. 366-5159. Joe Klein, McCurley Integrity Dealership. The call was offside against Waitsburg Prescott, which I believe gets marked off on the kickoff. I've never quite understood why you would blow the ball dead, you allow the kicker to kick it, it works, and now you're going to make him kick it again. But here we are. We're going to be doing it anyway. And the kick is up. The automatic is good, and we are tied. 6:54 to go, first half. Tri-City Prep 7, Waitsburg 7. You are listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
If you have a family, you'll eventually need a good lawyer who is skilled at family law. Since 1976, Quattle Law Offices have specialized in all areas of family law, including child custody and support, adoptions, divorce, wills and estates, property divisions, and complex litigation. Pat Quattle was one of the first women to practice law in the Tri-Cities and has been recognized for outstanding volunteer legal services in the Tri-Cities community. Call Quattle Law Offices today at 943-3331. That's 943.
Prepare to have your car buy-in experience redimensioned. Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Chevy, Cadillac, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, Mazda, or Mercedes, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-51.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back live at Waitsburg Field here in Waitsburg, where Waitsburg Prescott Cardinals on their homecoming are hosting our Tri-Cities Prep Jaguars. We got ourselves slugfest. 6:54 to go first half. We are tied 7-7. Possible tail of the tape. Waitsburg Prescott, 81 yards. In the first quarter, 0 in the second. Tri-Cities Prep, 69 yards in the first quarter, 85 in the second. Hogan Jones' kickoff is deep to the 5-yard line, and it is recovered by number 32 at the 5, and he's on his way down the sideline, and he's trying to cut back now. He's finally met the wall inside Tri-Cities Prep territory. He's all the way down to the 25-yard line, and he's brought down by John Miller. That was Jada Alfred, the 5'6", 146 running back quarterback, the senior from Jubilee, and he manages to turn the corner on the right side, the near side sideline coming from left to right. We stand here in the booth, and he burned Tri-City Prep special team. So we have first down Waitsburg at the Tri-City's Prep 24-yard line. Tri-Cities Prep managing seems to be controlling now the line of scrimmage in large part on defense, but they just had a big special teams blunder right there. And we've changed quarterbacks again. Down is back at quarterback, and Crockett is running back, and Crockett managed to break free on the right and almost manages to stay in the end zone. Boy, the shoot got tackled by Alex Montalongo, but that inside the 10-yard line. That all the way down to the 7-yard line. That's a 17-yard gain. For Montalongo makes the touchdown saving tackle. Yeah, Jacob Dunn now back at quarterback. Crockett, Travis Crockett, 5'7", 155, 155 pound sophomore at running back. And now we also have Lanning at running back. Dunn takes the snap and then he throws, and that ball is tipped at the line of scrimmage. Lanning knew exactly who, Dunn knew exactly who he was going after in the end zone, but somebody on the defensive line, I cannot see who. It may have been Tristan Barnett. It may well have been, in fact, looking at the way the line is set up, that was probably Jacob Amato, the 6'2", 160-pound sophomore, got his paw up and managed to block that pass. So second and goal now from the 8. Dunn still in a quarterback. And he has Alex Zanko as one of his running backs, and he manages to get inside the 5-yard line before he's brought down by Joseph Porch. He managed to get down, that looks to be about the 4-yard line, so a 3-yard gain, third and goal now from the Tri-City Prep 4. 5:50 to go first half, we're tied at 7, but Waitsburg threatening, based largely on a huge run back on the previous Tri-Cities Prep kickoff. Dunn at quarterback, and he has Crockett set way behind him in lone setback position. Lance Dunn back to throw, and he's looking to the right. Now he's looking to the out. Finally throws it, and it's in out of the hands of his intended receiver, number 17. And I have no number 17, so I cannot tell you who it was, but it was Hogan Jones with the coverage. The ball is a little bit low, but that receiver ought to have been able, I wonder if the receiver was actually Luke Alexango, I suspect it was. Alexango ought to have been able to catch that ball. But as a result, it falls incomplete, and Waitsburg Prescott is out now with a field goal unit, and the Jaguars should be happy to get away with just giving up 3 points in this particular circumstance.
And the Bonito kick is up. It is good. With 5:21 to go in the first half, Whitesburg Prescott takes the lead again. We have Cardinals 10, Tri-Cities Prep 7. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Are you having problems with your furnace? Campbell & Company has the solution. Save up to $2,450 on your system by utilizing options like the $250 Campbell & Company Maintenance Rewards Credit and utility rebates up to $1,000. Lennox and manufacturer rebates up to $1,700. And don't forget financing as low as $75 per month. OAC, some restrictions apply. Campbell & Company is your local Lennox premier dealer. Go to TrustCampbell.com for details. Campbell & Company, trusted home comforts.
So what can you find at a Catholic supply company? A lot. School uniforms, books, gifts, cards, artwork, school curricula for parochial schools and homeschools, vestments, liturgical books, missals, and people who dearly love the Catholic faith. With their buying power, Blessed on First Catholic Supply Company will be able to save parishes and Catholic schools some money, and individual parishioners as well. Come see us at Blessed on First, 120 West 1st Avenue, Kennewick.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we are back live at Whitesburg High School, where the Whitesburg Prescott Cardinals are hosting Tri-Cities Prep Jaguars for Whitesburg's homecoming. 5:21 to go first half. Whitesburg leading 10-7. Whitesburg having just scored on a 24-yard field goal by Arturo Benito. Sorry. I don't believe his name is Arturo. Let's make sure we have his name right. It's Antonio Benito, and Benito kicks off deep, and it is recovered by Michael Forbes at the 4-yard line, and he brings it out, and he's got his jet turned on, and he almost manages to turn the right side upfield, but then he finally gets caught, but not until he's got close to the 40-yard line by Taylor Larson. Forbes showing some wheels I've not seen on him before. He gathered that ball in about the 3, and then at about the 20, he just hit the jet and very nearly managed to get around the corner, but Larson managed to collar him before Forbes could get too much farther away. So the ball placed on the 37-yard line of Tri-Cities Prep. Check that, yes. 38-yard line. First down, Jaguars. We're having a helmet issue right now. And the officials are going to call a timeout, finally. They want this taken care of. Tristan Barnett. No, I take that back. Whitesburg Prescott decided to call a timeout, so will they take a timeout? We will, too, with 5:12 to go in the first half. Whitesburg Prescott 10, Tri-Cities Prep 7. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
A quality education is the greatest gift you can give to a child, and quality education is what Kennewick's St. Joseph's Catholic School is all about. Limited class size and a diversity of teaching methods meet the individual needs of every student. With a rigorous Christ-centered curriculum that includes music, art, and computers, our students are prepared academically, socially, and spiritually for life in high school and beyond. St. Joseph's Catholic School in Kennewick, academically excellent.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back live at Whitesburg High School, 5:12 to go first half. Whitesburg leading, Tri-Cities Prep 10-7. Tri-Cities Prep with the ball on their 48-yard line, hoping to get something moving here. We have two wide receivers split wide to the left in a wildcat formation with Michael Forbes in the shotgun, waiting to receive the snap. Dean Peterson in motion, the snap is high, the handoff is to Peterson, and then it's a reverse, and then a flea flicker. By Bennett Peterson, but the ball is thrown short, and it is intercepted by Luke Alexander at the 35-yard line, and he finally gets tackled at the 44-yard line. Tackled by Michael Forbes. So the wildcat trickery did not work, in part because Bennett Peterson did not really have the arm to pull off a pass to a wide-open Hogan Jones. And Alex Zanko was able to zero in on it and make the interception, putting the Cardinals in business once again in their own territory. Now, to credit Tri-Cities Prep, so far this second quarter, they have not given up a great deal of yardage. We'll see what happens here. Once again, we have Jacob Dunn in at quarterback. That looks to be Crockett. Nope, it is Brown. At quarterback, running back, and the handoff is to Brown, and he lowers his head and Bull straightforward managed to get past the 45-yard line before being met by Joseph Porch. Got to the 47-yard line. Gain of 3 on the play, 2nd and 7. 4:40 to go first half. Waitsburg leading Prep, 10-7. First league game for both teams, and with only 2 teams going to the playoffs, this game is critical. Most important game these 2 teams have played this year, and they are duking it out in the trenches. 2nd and 7, Waitsburg from their 47. Brown, the setback, Lanning, the quarterback. Lanning wants to throw, and he had his man open. It was number 12, Devin Acevedo, but the ball sailed a little bit on Dunn. Dunn threw a screwball. I had a direct line on that ball, and it was not straight. It sailed to the left of Acevedo, and it literally moved like a curveball. And I'm sure that wasn't Dunn's intention. But consequently, the 2nd and 7 is no good. Now 3rd and 7 from the Waitsburg 47. Down at quarterback, he takes a snap. He's looking to throw. He does. No, he changes his mind. He takes it in, and then he throws to a wide-open Alex Benko inside the head tight. And Alex Benko levels Hogan Jones. He stiff arms him and manages to go another 10 yards. He put Hogan Jones flat on his back, and Alex Benko managed to get all the way down to the 26-yard line. Unfortunately, for Jones, that is going to be an issue for film. Jones had position, and Alex Zanko just keel-hauled him. Ball placed on the 27-yard line of Tri-Cities Prep. That was a 30-yard gain. Dunn at quarterback. He has 2 setbacks, and he throws the screen to number 7. That's Taylen Larson. He's met pretty much at point of contact by Rama Rudolph. There was no gain on that play. So the screen pass attempt does not work. In fact, there's a slight loss on the play. We'll call that a loss of 1 and say that the ball is placed back at 28. So 2nd and 11 now from the Jaguar 28-yard line. We have 2 wide receivers to the left, 1 to the far right. The lone setback is Cody Brown. Dunn, the quarterback, fakes the handoff to number 3, and now he throws deep downfield. He's wide open. Alex Benko is going to throw over to the end zone for a touchdown. The secondary totally hit on what looks to be the quarterback making the run, and Alex Benko had no one within 10 yards of him, and he was able to walk into the end zone. So Waitsburg, while having some difficulty earlier in the second quarter, now in this latter part of the second quarter, is once again having its way with the Tri-Cities Prep defense. Benito on to attempt the point after touchdown. And the kick is up. And it is good with 3:10 to go in the first half. Waitsburg scores again. It is Waitsburg Prescott 17, Tri-Cities Prep 7. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Keeping your smile healthy is our number one goal at Gillette Family Dentistry. Since 1981, Dr. Gillette and his staff have been providing quality dental care in a friendly, caring atmosphere. Dr. Gillette's general, cosmetic, and sports dentistry always have you, the patient, in mind. Gillette Family Dentistry is located across from Broadmoor Mall at 9221 Sandifer Parkway. Call 547-0730 to learn more about how we can help keep your smile healthy. That's 547-0730 for Gillette Family Dentistry.
Green energy is all the rage these days. For more than 60 years, though, AmeriGas has been providing the most powerful form of green energy to America's homes, businesses, and farms: clean-burning propane. Propane conversion kits allow today's cars, buses, and taxis to have 70% less emissions than those powered by gasoline or diesel. Get propane for your home or business. Call the experts at AmeriGas. In Moses Lake and Othello, call George Guajardo at 488-2312. That's 488-2312.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
And we're back live at Waitsburg High School. Waitsburg has scored again with 3:10 to go in the first half. Waitsburg 17, Tri-Cities Prep 7. The Benito kickoff is immediately whistled dead. He kicked the ball, and then they blew the whistle, and they effectively called it dead. So I'm going to suspect, okay, yeah, the fat judge is insistent. He actually made the call himself, didn't even wait for the white hat. It was not illegal formation. It was illegal motion. No, I take it back. It was false start. The false start. So someone must have jumped across the line for Wadesburg, so they're going to kick it again, this time from the 35-yard line. While Benito steps back, we have this report from Walla Walla. At DeSales, a Soton 9, DeSales 3. All that stuff I said at the beginning of the game about how Soton says we don't have anything to worry about, well, apparently we do. And the Benito kickoff is, again, whistle dead. Benito is not kicking the ball deep. He's kicking a squibbler that goes into the second tier of the Tri-Cities Prep special teams. It's not an onside. But again, the Cardinals stepped offside. And the ball is placed once again at the 35-yard line, so I'm not quite sure how the penalty gets assessed here. But regardless, hopefully the third time's a charm. And Benito paces himself back. Now he paces to the far sideline, and hopefully we're ready to go. We have Michael Forbes now. It's Montalongo deep to receive, and the kickoff is deep to Forbes, who wheels back at 7, and then he brings it up. And he's past the 20, 25, makes the spin rope, gets past the 30. That's 35, now he's putting his shoulder down and nailing people and gets all the way to the 38-yard line. So Forbes using a combination of speed and then a little bit of brawn to muscle his way to the 38-yard line before he's finally brought down by Kobe Brown. We call Brown's name a lot in this game. He's making plays both on defense and on offense. 3:02 to go. First half, Wadesburg 17, Tri-Cities Prep 7. Throw set. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left, two running backs. Those are Forbes and Rudolph. And Peterson rolls to the right. Now he stops. He wants to throw. He does. He throws a bullet over the middle of Logan Jones, and he gets loose. He's past the 45, down to the 40, down to the 35. Well, he's finally dragged down by number 8, Travis Crockett. There is a flag on the play all the way back to prep 40, and that usually is indicative of holding on the offense. No. It was, and you know, this is unfortunately where I don't know as much about indications by ref as I might. The ref put his hand on his hat. I believe that's illegal man downfield, which is unfortunate because Jones is running away with that. So instead of the ball being placed down inside the Wadesburg 35, this ball is now going to be marched back inside the Tri-City Press 35. It is going to be down to 33, 5-yard penalty, first and 15. That's the first flag thrown, on the Jaguars this evening. Three wide receivers split wide to the right. Rudolph is the lone running back. He wanted to throw. Now he's got pressure. Now he runs from it. Manages to evade the first tackler. Now he's in open field. He manages to get past the first line of scrimmage, past the down marker, almost down to the first down marker. He managed to beat his first tackler. That was a secondary sack on its way to happening. But Dane, how Dane manages to run like he does with those long legs of his is amazing. That's a 14-yard gain. He gets all the way down to the 47-yard line, so a first and 15 now becomes a second and 1. Dane finally brought down by Luke Alex Ankle. Ball placed on Tri-City's prep 47-yard line. 2:35 to go first half. Wadesburg 17, Tri-City's prep 7. Prep trying to drive. Here's the option. The pitch is to Rudolph. He almost missed to get the open field before the linebacker corps manages to make him pay, but not till he's crossed midfield and gets inside the 45-yard line. He's brought down by Taylor Larson, all the way down to the 44-yard line. At the 9-yard gain, good for Tri-City's prep first down, and prep can hurry up. They're already set to go. Three wide receivers split wide to the right. Rudolph is your running back. Peters takes the snap. He's got the throw. He's looking. He throws deep to the right. He's got his man wide open. And he overthrows his brother, Bennett Peterson. Bennett had 5 yards on Alex Echo, And if Dane was able to touch that pass, that was probably a touchdown right there. It does stop the clock with 2:19 to go in the first half. Looking for all-purpose law services? Consider Roach and Bishop Law Offices on Sandifer Parkway in Richland, serving the Tri-Cities community for over 30 years. Roach and Bishop, full-service law offices on Sandifer in Pasco. Second and 10 Jaguars at the Waitsburg 45. Pro set. Two setbacks. Option toss to Amon, and he manages to get past the line of scrimmage, beats the first defender, then gets drilled back by two other defenders, but not before he gets down to the 41-yard line, so a gain of three. Danny Stanfield, first contact on Amon in that play. We're inside 2 minutes to go first half. Tri-Cities prep driving at the Waitsburg 46. Three wide receivers split wide to the left. The lone setback is Mapalongo. Peterson takes the pass. He looks to the right. He's under pressure. He throws, and he's there. Oh, just overled Michael Forbes. Just led Michael Forbes by a little too much. Taylor Larson with the coverage on the play. If Forbes makes that catch, that not only is a first down, but with his wheels that he has been showing, he may well have made that work. 1:44 to go. First half, that stops the clock, but fourth down. And a little over 6 yards to go from the Waitsburg 41-yard line. Tri-Cities Prep breaks their huddle. They've got two wide receivers to the left. They have two setbacks from Forbes and Rudolph now. Peterson takes the snap. He's running to the left. He's immediately met in trouble. And then he manages to escape the coverage, and he just gets past the first down marker. The back judge confirms it. He managed to get inside the 35-yard line before brought down by Luke Alexenko. That's a 7-yard gain, and that is good for a badly needed Tri-Cities Prep first down. 1:37 to go, first half. Waitsburg Prescott 17, Tri-Cities Prep 7. Prep driving. Prep plagued a little bit by turnovers today. Without the turnovers, this is probably a different score. Three wide receivers split wide to the left. Rudolph is the lone setback. Peterson with a quarterback keeper gets to the original line of scrimmage, manages to get past about another yard. So a gain of about one, and then Dan Winters says, let's talk about the rest of this. So he's calling timeout, and we will take a timeout. With 1:22 to go first half, Waitsburg Prescott 17, Tri-Cities Prep 7. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHFS.
If you have a family, you'll eventually need a good lawyer who is skilled at family law. Since 1976, Quattle Law Offices have specialized in all areas of family law, including child custody and support, adoptions, divorce, wills and estates, property divisions, and complex litigation. Pat Quattle was one of the first women to practice law in the Tri-Cities and has been recognized for outstanding volunteer legal services in the Tri-Cities community. Call Quattle Law Offices today at 943-3331. That's 943-3331.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we are back live at Waitsburg Field in Waitsburg, where the Waitsburg Prescott Cardinals are hosting the Tri-City Scrap Jaguars for Waitsburg's homecoming. 1:22 to go first half, Waitsburg 17, Tri-Cities Prep 7. This team is not necessarily out of hand. Tri-Cities Prep driving right now. They're facing a second and 8 from the Waitsburg 32-yard line. Two wide receivers split to the left. Two setbacks. It's Forbes and Rudolph. And the handoff is to Rudolph. And he finds a hole in the wide, then cuts to the left and manages to get just inside the 30-yard line. So a gain of about 3. And then Dan Whitson calls it another timeout, and he wants to talk this over. So with 1:15 to go in the first half, we'll take another break with Waitsburg leading Tri-Cities Prep 17-7. You are listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Prepare to have your car buy-in experience redimensioned. Joe Klein and McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Chevy, Cadillac, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, Mazda, or Mercedes, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
This is KHSS. KHSS, Walla Walla.
Greatest call letters in radio broadcasting. We're back live at Waitsburg Field, where Waitsburg is leading your Jaguars 17-7. With under a minute and a half to go, Jaguars have the ball, third and six at the Waitsburg 30. Trying to get this game ideally within three or maybe even two. I might be getting ahead of myself, but Dan Witt would surely like to score. We have an empty backfield. Spread offense, three wide receivers to the left, two to the right. Peterson from shotgun throws to the sideline, and he hits Jacob Amato, and Amato was beyond the first down marker when he's met right away by Jason Carter, but that should be good, assuming the marker is right, and it is. It is good enough. That seven-yard gain is good enough for a Tri-Cities prep first down. 107 to go in the first half. First down, they want to say that's at the 23-yard line, and same formation, empty backfield. High snap, Peterson managed to bring it in. And he throws away, he's got Brady Peterson, and it is good! He catches that ball and falls into the cup. It falls into the end zone for the touchdown! 23-yard strike, and Bennett was wide open. To quote Chris Vernon, where's the defense? What? He's wide open. Badly, badly needed score as the first half really starts to run down here. We're inside of 1 minute. Hogan Jones on for the point after touchdown. Luke Alexenko took off. From the far side, Luke Alexenko wanted to block this kick in the worst way, and he took off. He took off so badly that he ended up causing Alex Montalongo then to back off. And then Alexenko tried to blame Montalongo. Oh, I'm telling you, Alexenko was 6 yards deep. All right, we're going to try to skip. And the snap, the kick is up, and it is good. And with 56 seconds to go in the first half, boy, was that needed. Waitsburg Prescott 17, Tri-Cities Prep 14. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Are you having problems with your furnace? Campbell & Company has the solution. Save up to $2,450 on your system by utilizing options like the $250 Campbell & Company Maintenance Rewards Credit and utility rebates up to $1,000. Lennox and manufacturer rebates up to $1,700. And don't forget financing as low as $75 per month. OAC, some restrictions apply. Campbell & Company is your local Lennox premier dealer. Go to TrustCampbell.com for details. Campbell & Company, trusted home comfort solutions.
So what can you find at a Catholic Supply Company? A lot. School uniforms, books, gifts, cards, artwork, school curricula for parochial schools and homeschools, vestments, liturgical books, missals, and people who dearly love the Catholic faith. With their buying power, Blessed on First Catholic Supply Company will be able to save parishes and Catholic schools some money, and individual parishioners as well. Come see us at Blessed on First, 120 West 1st Avenue, Kennewick.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we are back live at Waitsburg High School, where we've got ourselves a barn burner. 1 minute to go in the first half. Waitsburg Prescott 17, Tri-Cities Prep 14. We've got ourselves a close game. Hogan Jones for the kickoff. We have got number 8 and number 37 deep to receive, and Jones is not going anywhere near the deep men, because the last time he kicked off, he got the ball into the hands. He got the ball into the hands of number 29, Kobe Brown, and Kobe Brown ran that ball all the way back to the Tri-Cities Prep 25-yard line, and then Waitsburg was able to punch it in. So Jones wisely avoids the deep men, but because the ball ends up going out of bounds, the ball ends up being placed at the Waitsburg 35-yard line. 56 seconds to go first half. You got to believe the Cardinals are going to try and get moving right away. Jacob down at quarterback. The aforementioned Kobe Brown, sorry, that was not Kobe Brown that returned that ball earlier, but Kobe Brown is a single setback. Two wide receivers split wide to the left. Dunn's looking to the left, and he wants to throw. Finally ends up throwing short to Alex Danko, who immediately gets tattooed by Dane Peterson. Ball was on the 35-yard line. Peterson drilled him out of bounds at the 39, so a gain of 4 on that play. Second and 6. Because the ball was shoved, that because the ball carrier was shoved out of bounds, that stopped the clock. Dunn consults with his running back to make sure they're on the same page. We have three wide receivers, stagger split to the left. one to the right. Brown, once again, the single setback. Dunn back to pass. He's looking left. He throws left, and he's got, he has his man over the middle. The pass is complete, and the pass is complete to Owen Lanning. He's taken down by Michael Forbes, and Forbes hit Lanning hard. Lanning is having trouble getting up, and the officials are saying, we've got to get, oh, Lanning is kind of moved off on his own power. Clearly Forbes made Lanning feel that. That was a 16-yard gain. The ball ends up being placed on the 45-yard line. Clock ticking now, under 40 seconds to go. Dunn still a quarterback. Brown still the setback. Dunn looking to throw. He has time. He throws left with that little swinging sidearm motion of his. The pass is complete to number four. I want to say that's number 14. Can't see the number. It was number 14. Tackled by Bennett Peterson. Jason Carter was the receiver. There was a gain of about three on the play. We're inside. Now, we have 10 seconds to go. This probably will be the last play of the first half. Dunn back, waiting for his receivers to go. He now throws deep. And that ball is intercepted. That ball is intercepted by Michael Forbes at the 25-yard line. And there's still a tick on the clock. With the exchange of possessions, the clock did not quite run out. Dunn threw over the middle, way overthrew his receiver, and Forbes ends up intercepting the ball in 25. So, not only does Tri-Cities Prep avoid the potential bullet of a late Waitsburg score, they're actually going to get an opportunity to run one play. And while we are certainly capable of longer plays, Peterson cannot throw a ball 50 yards downfield. So here we go. One tick left on the clock. Mapalongo, the lone setback, and he's set way back. And Peterson's just going to take a knee to end the half. So, after one half of play, we've got ourselves a little bit of a rumble going on here at Waitsburg. Waitsburg Prescott 17, Tri-Cities Prep 14. You are listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, AHFS.
We talked last time about the lifelong consequences of divorce on children, but what about parent-child separation that occurs for reasons other than divorce?
Here's Dr. James Dobson for Family Talk.
Recent research confirms that the consequences of any parent-child separation are severe. In one study of fathers whose jobs required them to be away from their families for long periods of time, the children tended to experience numerous specific reactions, including anger, rejection, depression, low self-esteem, and inevitably a decline in school performance. I think I understand, at least in small measure, the pain of that separation. In fact, I experienced it for a short time when I was 6 years old. My mother and father left me with my aunt for 6 months while they traveled. Even today, I can remember vividly the evening they left. I sat on my mother's lap while she told me how much she loved me and how she and my father would come back for me as soon as they could. They drove away as the sun was going down, and an overwhelming sense of sorrow and loneliness settled over me. That feeling was so intense that its pain can be recalled instantly today, 49 years later. In short, even when parent-child separation occurs for valid reasons in a loving home, the boy or girl frequently interprets parental departure as evidence of rejection. And rejection is dangerous any way it goes down.
Hear more at MyFamilyTalk.com.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we are back live at Waitsburg High School here in Waitsburg, Washington, where it's homecoming for the Cardinals. And they're hosting your Tri-Cities Prep Jaguars. And we have got ourselves a little bit of a contest in this first league game. Waitsburg 17, Tri-Cities Prep 14, and the most intense, heavily contested game that the Jaguars have played yet this year. Jaguars, having turned the ball over three times, have probably shot themselves in the foot and limited their ability to actually have a lead in this game. We're still computing individuals and team statistics here, so we will take another break here at Waitsburg while we put the statistics together. Then we will be back. We'll give you a scoring summary. We'll give you team stats. We'll give you individual stats.
While they introduce the royalty here at Waitsburg, we will take this break. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Kennewick St. Joseph's Catholic School has been preparing leaders for the church and the world for more than 50 years. All successful school systems require parent involvement. And with over 10,000 hours of volunteer service to the school, St. Joseph's parent community sets the standard. St. Joseph's has a superb children's center and Montessori preschool programs. Is there anything more important than your child's education? St. Joseph's Catholic School, academically excellent, passionately Catholic.
KHSS has a long tradition of broadcasting high school sports to our Walla Walla and Tri-Cities listeners over the airwaves of 100.7 FM and worldwide over the Internet. Since the fall of 97, KHSS has broadcasted more than 1,000 DeSales High School athletic contests. This year, we are broadcasting Tri-Cities Prep Games, and we'd like to invite you to be a part of it. If you have a business and would like to sponsor our Tri-Cities Prep broadcast, or you know somebody who does, call us here at KHSS at 525-7878. That's 525-7878.
It's among the world's most widely used and addictive drugs, but it remains a perfectly acceptable way of artificially stimulating the brain. Hi, I'm Pam Smith with a tip for living well. It's caffeine. It heightens mental clarity and elevates moods by blocking one of the brain's natural sedatives, a chemical called adenosine. But like other drugs, it does have a downside. Besides sleeplessness and irritability, even small amounts of caffeine can cause heart palpitations, stomach irritations, and fibrocystic breast disease. So I encourage everyone to slowly cut back on their daily caffeine consumption to no more than 2 to 3 cups of coffee or tea a day, and replace it with a healthy, energy-filled snack.
Thousands of people have won back their health through Pam's Smart Way strategy. More information is available at PamSmith.com. That's PamSmith.com. This has been Living Well with Pam Smith.
I went to church and just sat there and listened. I really didn't absorb anything. I think I just found myself believing that I didn't need God. I just had everything under control, and church was actually a burden to me. I had this sin that I carried in my heart for a long time, and I told myself for many, many years that the Lord wouldn't forgive me for this. When Father in the confessional says, your sins are forgiven, there truly is a feeling of a weight lifted off. I don't care if it's 2 or 3 little sins that you're carrying, there's a feeling of I can breathe deeply again. I feel pure inside, and I'm ready to come to Mass. You can have a beautiful car, a big fancy home. If you don't have Christ in your life, there's an emptiness that's there. When you come home to the church, you're coming home to a Catholic family where people today just embrace you.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for whatever reason, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at KHSSradio.com.
And we're back live at Waitsburg Field. One of our sponsors is a place that's actually pretty close to my heart. They'll offer you a quality education, limited class size, diverse teaching, and they will provide strong academic, spiritual, and social development. Academically excellent, passionately Catholic, the Mustangs of St. Joseph's School in Kennewick, where I once upon a time did toil in that vineyard, and now under very, very good care. If you are living in the Tri-Cities area, or even in the general area of Tri-Cities, please consider sending your child to St. Joseph's. Free kindergarten through 8th, and they do an outstanding job in all areas of education. We're at halftime here at Waitsburg for Waitsburg's homecoming, where they're hosting the Jaguars, and we got ourselves a barn burner. Waitsburg 17, Tri-Cities Prep 14. Scoring summary at this point. In the first quarter, Waitsburg Prescott scored on their first possession of the game. They took the ball over on the Tri-Cities Prep, check that, the Waitsburg Prescott 42-yard line, and they drove all the way down to the 5-yard line when then their quarterback, Mr. Dunn, number 11, Jacob Dunn, completed a 5-yard pass to Luke Alexenko for the touchdown, and Antonio Benito has the point after touchdown, and that was the only scoring in the first quarter, with Waitsburg leading 7-0. To start the second quarter, Tri-Cities Prep on their second possession after turning the ball over on downs for the very first possession,
took the ball over on the 23-yard, on their own 23-yard line, and on the first run from scrimmage, Dane Peterson scampers 72 yards. Finally brought down at the 5-yard line, then gets tackled for loss at the 14, but then hands the ball to Rama Rudolph, and Rama rumbles it in for the touchdown, the tying touchdown, because Hogan Jones managed to drill in the point after touchdown. Then Waitsburg managed to strike back twice. They got a 24-yard field goal from their place kicker, Benito, and then after an unfortunate interception by Bennett Peterson, Bennett, on a trick play from Wildcat, threw a pass that came up too short, intercepted by Luke Alexenko, and the Cardinals took the ball over on their 44-yard line, and they end up driving down to the 27. When Dunn then hit Devin Acevedo for a 27-yard touchdown, and again, the Benito point after touchdown was good. And at that point, it was 17-7 with less than 4 minutes to go. And things were not looking too terribly good as Tri-Cities Prep had been doing better against the Waitsburg-Prescott offense, and then they gave up those two scoring possessions. Tri-Cities Prep takes the ball over on their 38-yard line with about 3:22 to go, and they proceed to march 62 yards, culminated with a 23-yard touchdown pass from Dane Peterson to his brother Bennett. And once again, the Hogan Jones point after touchdown was good, and that leaves us where we are with our score 17-14, Waitsburg-Prescott, leading your Tri-Cities Prep Jaguars in this critically important first league game of the season. The other league game going on right now, the last report I had, has Asotin visiting the Irish in Walla Walla, and Asotin is leading DeSales at last report 9-3. So we'll be keeping track of that score, as well as giving you more information with regards to overall team statistics and individual statistics after we take this break. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Keeping your smile healthy is our number one goal at Gillette Family Dentistry. Since 1981, Dr. Gillette and his staff have been providing quality dental care in a friendly, caring atmosphere. Dr. Gillette's general, cosmetic, and sports dentistry always have you, the patient, in mind. Gillette Family Dentistry is located across from Broadmoor Mall at 9221 Sandifer Parkway. Call 547-0730 to learn more about how we can help keep your smile healthy. That's 547-0730 for Gillette Family Dentistry.
The nation's most versatile source of energy is propane, also known as liquefied petroleum. Propane is used by more than 60 million Americans in homes, industry, farming, and more. AmeriGas is America's expert propane supplier. Since 1959, AmeriGas's mission has been to provide you with the safest, most reliable, and most responsive propane service available. Transform your energy source today with propane. In Walla Walla, Tri-Cities, and Hermiston, call Bob Christensen at 582-8888. That's 582-8888.
If you have a family, you'll eventually need a good lawyer who is skilled at family law. Since 1976, Quattle Law Offices have specialized in all areas of family law, including child custody and support, adoptions, divorce, wills and estates, property divisions, and complex litigation. Pat Quattle was one of the first women to practice law in the Tri-Cities and has been recognized for outstanding volunteer legal services in the Tri-Cities community. Call Quattle Law Offices today at 943-3331. That's 943-3331.
Prepare to have your car buy-in experience redimensioned. Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Chevy, Cadillac, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, Mazda, or Mercedes, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back live at Waitsburg Field, where the Cardinals are hosting your Tri-Cities Prep Jaguars at their homecoming. Cardinals announced all their royalty, got the players back off to those that are part of royalty, back to their team, where I'm sure the Waitsburg coach is probably having some words for them and that they're in a dogfight with your Jaguars. Cardinals leading 17-14. Here's some individual statistics for you, and you will quickly get an idea of who's pivotal with regards to Tri-Cities Prep. On the rushing side of the ball, we have Alex Montelongo, Amon, with 5 rushes for 17 yards. We have Rama Rudolph, who did not start the game because of kind of a nagging ankle injury. All the same, he had 6 rushes for 37 yards, so that's a 6-yard average. But then we had Dane Peterson, 12 rushes, 163 yards. In the passing department, we have Bennett Peterson. Unfortunately, he is 0-for-1 with an interception. Dane Peterson is 5-for-11 for 71 yards with an interception and at the 23-yard touchdown, once again to his brother Bennett. In terms of defense, we have Alex Montelongo with a fumble recovery. We have Michael Forbes with an interception. We have Bennett Peterson with 3 tackles. We have Joseph Porch and Tristan Barnett with 4 tackles. And then we have Dane Peterson with 6 tackles. He's the leading tackler on the team. He also has broken up 2 passes. So Dane Peterson's our leading rusher. He's our leading passer. He's our leading tackler. And you could make an argument that he's also our leading person in the secondary, despite the fact that he usually lines up either at end or linebacker. So we are certainly riding the legs in many ways of Dane Peterson in this game, and how he does in the second half is certainly probably going to tell whether we manage to escape Waitsburg with a monkey off of our backs and for the first time managing to beat the Cardinals for the first time in the history of the program. Also related, because this is, after all, the first Southeast League game for both the Cardinals and the Jaguars, we have to talk about the Panthers and the Irish. And with 10 minutes to go in the third quarter in Walla Walla, DeSales has struck. DeSales 10, Asotin 9. So both league games in the Southeast League, very tightly contested. We're going to take yet another break here, and then we're going to come back. We're going to give you overall team statistics, yardage statistics for the first half, as well as talk about maybe what could have gone different in the first half and what the Jaguars are going to have to do to succeed in the second half. You are listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Are you having problems with your furnace? Campbell & Company has the solution. Save up to $2,450 on your system by utilizing options like the $250 Campbell & Company Maintenance Rewards Credit and utility rebates up to $1,000. Lennox and manufacturer rebates up to $1,700. And don't forget financing as low as $75 per month. OAC, some restrictions apply. Campbell & Company is your local Lennox premier dealer. Go to TrustCampbell.com for details. Campbell & Company, trusted home comfort solutions.
So what can you find at a Catholic supply company? A lot. School uniforms, books, gifts, cards, artwork, school curricula for parochial schools and homeschools, vestments, liturgical books, missals, and people who dearly love the Catholic faith. With their buying power, Blessed on First Catholic Supply Company will be able to save parishes and Catholic schools some money, and individual parishioners as well. Come see us at Blessed on First, 120 West 1st Avenue, Kennewick.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we are back live at Waitsburg Field. The Tri-Cities Prep Jaguars have come back. They're starting their halftime stretches. The clock says we have about 4.5 minutes, so we can chat a little bit about what's been going on, what's been working, and what perhaps hasn't been working. Very briefly, some team statistics. Waitsburg obviously leading the point differential, 17-14 over the Jaguars. Jaguars leading the yardage differential, but not by much. 216 total yards offense for the Jaguars, 196 for the Cardinals. The difference is probably turnovers. The Jaguars have turned the ball over 3 times, the Cardinals twice. The Cardinals have an interception, and the Cardinals have also fumbled the ball once, while the Jaguars have thrown 2 interceptions and had 1 fumble. And one of the interceptions was particularly damning for the Jaguars. We were deep in Cardinal territory. We were inside the 25-yard line, and a shovel pass was called. And Dane Peterson probably did not stop to consider the amount of penetration that the Waitsburg line had in that particular play. And his shovel pass, as I recall, it was intended for Ronald Rudolph, was intercepted in midair by Tyler Hoffman. For those of you who are not quite so familiar with American football, your typical downfield pass is you see the quarterback, he'll rear back and throw the ball downfield. The shovel pass is almost like a handoff. When it's a handoff, it moves downfield. It's categorized as a pass. That particular play, designed as a shovel pass. Unfortunately, the Waitsburg defense blew up the line play completely and then compounded the problem by terminating an otherwise stellar prep offensive drive. At that point, they would have been driving for the lead. And consequently, a couple of possessions down the road, Waitsburg was then able to score and take the lead where it would have been prep been taking the lead. So 17-14, Waitsburg leading. Given that shovel pass interception, there definitely was an opportunity for prep to score. They failed to do it. Another opportunity, prep was on about their 45-yard line, and they lined up in the wildcat. They did a double reverse with the ball finally in the hands of Bennett Peterson, Dane Peterson's brother, and Bennett threw the ball downfield, aiming for Hogan Jones, who was wide open. But Bennett, for whatever reason, and you better believe that he's made this pass in the past, Dan Whitsitt would not have someone throw this ball who had not shown that they could do it in practice. But for whatever reason, Bennett didn't have a good grip on the ball, and he ended up throwing an arcing wounded duck that was way short of Jones, and Luke Alexenko managed to step well in front of Jones for the interception and once again terminating what had been a promising Tri-Cities prep drive. So, broadly speaking, what does prep need to do to succeed in the second half and take away their first victory ever over the Cardinals? Clearly, they need to be a little bit more consistent in controlling the line of scrimmage. There was a period of time in the second quarter where prep owned the line of scrimmage. The latter part of the first quarter, they owned the line of scrimmage. But it was bookended by three scoring drives, particularly the first and the last for Waitsburg, where Waitsburg did dominate the line of scrimmage, and they were able to do what they wanted against the Tri-Cities prep defense. So the line needs to tighten up. Dan Whitsitt was concerned about the secondary dealing with Waitsburg's passing game. That has largely not been an issue. There was the 23-yard touchdown pass, but that pretty much has been the only long pass play from scrimmage that Waitsburg Prescott has managed to pull off. So they need to control the line of scrimmage and keep those scat back running backs, their running backs by committee, number 8, Travis Crockett, 29, Kobe Brown. They need to keep them contained. And then we're going to have a, here, Captain Obvious, have this rock moment. But the prep offense has got to hang on to the ball. You cannot survive 3 turnovers and a half against a team as determined as the Cardinals clearly are this evening and think that you're going to win this game. So if prep can control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, and they've shown they've been capable of doing it, but if they can do it over the course of the entire second half and have the offense take care of the ball. Now, in fairness, with regards to the offense, the receivers are catching the ball. They're doing a good job of catching the ball. They're doing a good job of hanging on to the ball. Dane Peterson's really throwing crisp passes. He just, that shovel pass, he's not terribly used to doing, and he got surprised by the penetration of the Waitsburg defensive line. Rarely will you see a defensive lineman intercept the ball. I would anticipate that particular problem is not going to manifest itself again. But again, if prep is going to succeed, they have got to take care of the ball on offense, and they've got to win the battle in the trenches. We have both teams on the field. They are stretching out, and we're going to have kickoff, I would say, within probably the next 2 minutes. So we're going to take another break, and then we will be back with a second-half kickoff. And ultimately, the denouement of the first league game, Southeast League game, between Waitsburg and Tri-Cities Prep. We'll be back with a second-half kickoff from Waitsburg with the Cardinals leading your Jaguars 17-14. You are listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
A quality education is the greatest gift you can give to a child, and quality education is what Kennewick's St. Joseph's Catholic School is all about. Limited class size and a diversity of teaching methods meet the individual needs of every student. With a rigorous Christ-centered curriculum that includes music, art, and computers, our students are prepared academically, socially, and spiritually for life in high school and beyond. St. Joseph's Catholic School in Kennewick. Academically excellent, passionately Catholic.
KHSS has a long tradition of broadcasting high school sports to our Walla Walla and Tri-Cities listeners over the airwaves of 100.7 FM and worldwide over the Internet. Since the fall of 97, KHSS has broadcasted more than 1,000 DeSales High School athletic contests. This year, we are broadcasting Tri-Cities prep games, and we'd like to invite you to be a part of it. If you have a business and would like to sponsor our Tri-Cities Prep broadcast, or you know somebody who does, call us here at KHSS at 525-7878. That's 525-7878.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we are back live at Waitsburg High School, where Waitsburg Prescott is hosting your Tri-Cities Prep Jaguars for the Cardinals homecoming. If you just tuned in, we've got ourselves something of a burn burner. Waitsburg 17, Tri-Cities Prep 14. Not the cleanest game the Jaguars have played this year. I'd be willing to bet it's probably not the cleanest game that the Cardinals have played. Cardinals have committed 2 turnovers. Jaguars committed 3 turnovers. The one thing you can say for this game is that for the most part, it has been flag-free. The biggest offenses that we've seen thus far, we had an illegal man downfield for the Jaguars, and we've had a handful of false start or offside penalties for the Cardinals. And in fairness to the Cardinals, both of those are taking place like on kickoffs and point after touchdowns. They're getting anxious to get on the ball. Also in Southeast League action, at just about the end of the third quarter, in Walla Walla, DeSales 10, Asotin 9. So Southeast League football and shootouts. Not shootouts. We can't call them that. Let's call it slugfests. They are close. You better believe that all 4 teams are. There's no gimme games with this league. You only have 3 league games. Only 2 teams are going to end up going to crossover playoffs. So everybody is feeling the necessity of leaving everything on the field that they possibly can with their league games. I will say that with the exception of the Hefner game, Waitsburg is playing us tougher than any other team we've played thus far this season, and you better believe that league play intensity is having something to do with it. So Tri-Cities Prep will line up to kick off for the second half. The Jaguars in their navy blue pants and their white road tops will be moving from right to left as we stand here at the booth. Waitsburg Prescott in their all black will obviously be moving from left to right in this third quarter. Deep to receive for Waitsburg Prescott, we have number 32, Jada Alfred, and number 8, Travis Crockett. Alfred, this is another error that I did fail to mention during halftime. There was a special teams mistake. Alfred took a kickoff at the 15-yard line and ran all the way down to the Tri-Cities Prep 25, which then led to a Waitsburg field goal. And that ultimately is the difference in the game. And Jones kicks the ball deep right, and Crockett handles the ball over his shoulder at the 5, and it gets past him, then rolls into the end zone for the touchback. Hogan Jones not having anything to do with Alfred. He's not going to give Alfred another chance to burn us down the right sideline. So Waitsburg Prescott will get the ball to start the second half on their own 20-yard line. They run this something of a no-huddle offense. They're sending Jacob Dunn. It looks to be Jacob Dunn. He also has Lanning in the backfield. Both Dunn and Lanning have taken snaps at quarterback. It's Dunn right now in shotgun, and he has Crockett behind him as his lone setback. They have 2 wide receivers split to either side, and Dunn takes the snap, and he throws quick to Lanning in the screen, and Forbes was looking to get him, but then got sealed off. But fortunately, Bennett Peterson was right there to seal the edge, and that screen pass, which is designed to go quite a ways, only goes 2 yards. Good effort at staying at home at a linebacking course. 2nd and 8 now from technically the 22-yard line. Really, that ball's off close to the 21. Dunn continues that shotgun with Crockett in the backfield behind him. 2 wide receivers to the left. And we end up with a reverse to Lanning, who has manages to break up the right side, and he manages to get well past the 30-yard line before he's finally brought down by Hogan Jones, just short of the 40-yard line. That ball is going to be placed on the 39. So that was a 17-yard gain for Lanning with a little bit of reverse razzle-dazzle there. The entire Prep defense read right, and then Lanning hauled everything back to the Waitsburg right, and the secondary was being well blocked. So first down, Waitsburg at their 39-yard line. Dunn in the shotgun, Crockett behind him, two wide receivers split to either side. Dunn looks to throw right. Now he's throwing deep left, and it was interesting. He had Taylen Larson open, but the ball was badly thrown, and Bennett Peterson with coverage on the play almost put a hand on the ball. In the perfect world, Bennett would have completely laid himself out and made that great scooping, the one-handed interception. But honestly, that's a difficult play to make. Good coverage by Peterson on that play. Badly thrown ball by Dunn. Second and 10 on the 39. 10:56 to go, third quarter. Waysburg Prescott leading Tri-Cities Prep 17-14. First possession of the second half. Here's Dunn. He hands off to Crockett. Crockett moves to the right, and the defensive line is giving absolutely nothing away. And Crockett gets brought down short of the 40 by Dez Zepeda. There's a flag on the play, and it's a face mask against Tri-Cities Prep. The white hat did not make the personal foul call, so that is going to be the incidental. That's going to be the incidental face mask. That's going to be a 5-yard penalty. Crockett only got the original line of scrimmage. So the 5-yard penalty ends up pushing the ball up to the 44-yard line, so second and 10 now becomes second and 6. It's unfortunate because both Daz and I want to say Ronald Rudolph had excellent containment on that play. Crockett was not going to get anything. Pardon me. Dunn from shotgun. Crockett once again is set back. They have two wide receivers split to the left and one to the right. Here's the snap. Dunn fakes the handoff to Crockett. He wants to throw deep, but it's all covered, so he ends up throwing short. And if that ball falls incomplete. Dane Peterson with the coverage on Devin Acevedo. And Dean Peterson was all over him. And I'm standing right above the Waitsburg rooting section. And you can hear the complaints about defensive pass interference. But they're not having any. Third and 6 now from the 44. We have two running backs. We have Acevedo and Crockett behind Dunn. Two wide receivers split to the left. One to the right. And the handoff is to Crockett, and the hole opens up in the middle, and he manages to get him to line up the corner. Now he's cut loose, manages to get past midfield, where it's driven out of bounds by Hogan Jones. But not until Crockett gets past the 50 all the way down to the Tri-Cities Prep 42-yard line. So third and 6, and Crockett, due to an excellent second effort, manages to squeeze out a 14-yard gain. And that's good for Waitsburg first down now on the Tri-Cities Prep 42-yard line. Dunn with Acevedo and Crockett behind him once again. Two wide receivers split to the left. He's got Acevedo on the short side to the right. Sorry, that's Alex Zanko to the right. Fakes the handoff to Crockett. Dunn looking left. Throws deep. There's a flag on the play. The pass is complete. But I bet you anything, Bennett Peterson drags down Owen Lanning inside the 5-yard line, but it is holding against Waitsburg Prescott. That 43-yard bomb is coming back. And looking at where the ball, looking at where the flag is thrown, this is going to hurt the Cardinals considerably. That's their first really, really big error in terms of execution. Dunn faced an enormous amount of pressure from the prep defensive front, and it was an excellent bit of improvisation on Dunn's part that he managed to actually get the pass off, but the holding took place 5 yards behind, 5 or 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. The penalty shoves the ball all the way back to the 42-yard line of Waitsburg. Waitsburg needs to get to the prep 32. That's 18 and 8. This is first down and 26. Dunn at quarterback. Crockett in the backfield. Fake handoff to Crockett. Dunn looks right. Now looks left. Pass short to Alex Zanko. He gets past the 45-yard line before brought down by Dane Peterson. But a gain of 4 on first and 26 is not the sort of yardage I think the Cardinals were hoping to get. So we have second now, and I'm going to say that's 24 yards. Cardinals on their own 46-yard line. They're now sending three receivers split wide left. Crockett alone setback. Every snap is from shotgun. Dunn at quarterback. He has Alex Zango to the short side on the right. And Dunn's looking to throw. He's looking left. He keeps looking left under pressure. He finally throws over the middle, and he overthrows Acevedo. Gavin Baker was really close. And even if Alex Zenko being able to get his hands on that pass, which was heavily overthrown, if Baker makes a sure tackle, you're still facing a third and long. We're still, now we have a really third and long with third and 24. Gut check in particular for the press defensive line, putting pressure on the quarterback, but the secondary has got to take care of business. They cannot fall asleep on this play. This is an opportunity. Two wide receivers split wide to either side. Crockett is your lone setback. Here's the snap. Dunn wants to throw. He's rolling left. He's looking left. Now he throws. He throws a wobbler. He throws a wounded duck to Taylen Larson. He had Michael Forbes with coverage on the plate. Larson could have caught that ball. He had to backtrack to get it. But even if he did, Forbes is a pretty sure tackler. If he brings Larson down, then you're facing fourth and 10. So the Cardinals, despite having some success to start the second half, then get thrown into reverse, and they're in punt formation. Luke Alexango, Alexango to punt. Alex Montelongo deep to receive inside the prep 30. We have Larson in motion. Now he sets on the right side. Here's the snap. Alexango kind of starts to run, then he gets a lovely spiraling kick that Alex Montelongo decides he's not going to have anything to do with, and it bounces inside the 20-yard line all the way down the Tri-City's prep 16. That's a good piece of punting by Alex Zenko. And Tri-City's prep is going to have a long field with 8:56 to go in the third quarter. If you just joined us, Waitsburg Prescott 17, Tri-City's prep 14. We're about not quite midway through the third quarter. Tri-City's prep now having the ball for the first time. Check that on their 17-yard line. At last report in Walla Walla, DeSales leading the Soton 10-9. If you are looking for family law in Tri-Cities, consider the first woman lawyer in the Tri-Cities. Squaddle Family Law, Pasquaddle in Richland at 943-3331. Short handoff to Ronald Rudolph pretty much goes nowhere, and then the back judge does not like what he sees, and he throws a flag. It was actually Montelongo with the carry. And Montelongo ends up going off the field, and the call is holding against Tri-City's prep, so a nothing run is now probably going to be compounded by having us push farther back. Unless Waitsburg decides not to accept the penalty. But honestly, with a first down, I anticipate they would accept it. And they do. So now, that ball is back at the Tri-Cities Prep 8-yard line. So, and Tri-Cities Prep needs to get to the 27. So it is first and 19 from the Prep 8. Pro set. Two wide receivers to the left. Two backs in the backfield. Peterson looks to hand off, then he throws to Ben and Peterson, and oh my goodness, that was a crossing route with Taylen Larson with the coverage, and Larson very nearly had himself a pick six. That was a dangerous, dangerous pass. Dane frankly got away with murder there. If Larson gets a hold of that's incredibly painful. So hopefully, we've got a roll to hoe here. 8:30 to go, third quarter. Waitsburg 17, Tri-City's Prep 14. Tri-City's Prep with the ball, but on their 8-yard line and facing second and long. Second down and 19. Alex Montelongo for a bone setback. Three wide receivers set wide to the right. Peterson keeps running to the right. Now he stops and he throws deep. He's got Logan Jones wide open, ready to get started. And it's at 68. And then Jones gets dragged down at the 35-yard line by Colby Brown. Oh my goodness, that's three games in a row now that Dane Peterson has thrown this gorgeous rainbow, hit his man in stride, and set that out of a huge hole. Second down and 19 on our 8-yard line becomes first and 10 on the Waitsburg 35. That was a 57-yard strike.
from Dane Peterson to Hogan Jones. An absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous pass. First and 10 Jaguars on a Wittsburg 35. Pro set. Two wide receivers split to the left. Two running backs in the backfield. That's Forbes and Rudolph. And we're running the option. The pitch to Rudolph. And Rama barely gets back to the original line of scrimmage before he's brought down by Devin Acevedo and Danny Stanfield. We will say the down marker says that he managed to get a little ways, but really you're talking about getting to the original line of scrimmage. So second and 10 for the Jaguars. With 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter in Walla Walla, Irish 13, Panthers 9. So DeSales looking to get their first win of the league season. Second and 10 Jaguars, hand off to Matalago. He runs to the right, and then he stops, cuts suddenly upfield, and they weren't able to seal the gap, and he turned to nothing suddenly into a 5-yard gain until tackled by Devin Acevedo. He manages to rumble the ball down to the 30-yard line. It ends up running by Amon. That was supposed to be a sweep to the right, and there was nothing, and he hit the brakes and suddenly cut upfield and caught Waitsburg by surprise. Critical third and 5 at the Waitsburg 30. Three wide receivers split wide to the right. Rama Rudolph is the lone setback. He just looks to the right. Now he throws to the right, and that ball gets batted at the line of scrimmage. I'm going to say it was batted by number 66, Mark Montgomery. We haven't called his number. That's 6'3", 207 junior. And he bats down a critical pass on a third and 5. So the Jaguars now facing a fourth and 5 on the 30. You better believe they're going for it. Rama Rudolph being brought out to provide the play. 6:44 to go, third quarter. Waitsburg 17, Tri-City Prep 14. Tri-City Prep driving. Fourth and 5, though, on the Cardinal 30. Three wide receivers split wide to the left. Rudolph alone running back, and it's a handoff to Rudolph. And he gets met in the backfield and dragged down once again by Montgomery. So Montgomery has the series of the game, at least as far as he's concerned. On third and 5, he passed down a pass, and on fourth and 5, he drags down Rama Rudolph behind the line of scrimmage. Loss of 3 on the play, and the Jaguars turn the ball over on downs. Something to be said for this is the Jaguars started on their 8-yard line, and they managed to get all the way down to the 30 before they turn it over on downs. So Waitsburg at least is facing somewhat not problematic, but at least they don't have outstanding field position. Once again, we have Dunn at quarterback. And he now has Brown as his setback, and the handoff is to Brown, and nothing doing. Joseph Porch, Tristan Barnett, good night, sweet prince, sit down. No gain. Brown lowered his shoulder, and Barnett and Porch said, well, not on your Nelly. You're not going anywhere here. Not on this play. Second and 10 for Waitsburg on their 33-yard line. Down at quarterback, Brown the setback. Three wide receivers split wide to the left. Haven't seen this too terribly often, despite the fact they've been running spread, technically, tonight. Weak snap. Dunn throws a quick screen to number 7. That is Kalen Larson. And Larson gets to just the other side of the 35-yard line. Technically, we'll call that the 36, before he's brought down again by Joseph Porch. So a gain of 3. These screen passes have not been terribly successful for the Cardinals tonight. Third and 7, yet again, another gut check for the Jaguars. Third and 7 from the Cardinal, 36. Waitsburg gets into their offensive set. Dunn and shotgun. Brown the setback. Two wide receivers split to the left. It looks like a handoff to Brown, and Dunn ends up running for his life. He's heavily under pressure, and it's Alex to throw the comeback to Alex Danko, and it's complete. Inside the 50-yard line, shoved out of bounds by Bennett Peterson. Alex Danko ran a deep route, saw his quarterback was in trouble, and came all the way back and manages to save Dunn's bacon, bringing the ball all the way down to the Tri-Cities Prep 43. So originally it's good secondary coverage, but in the end, an unfortunate 21-yard gain, first down Cardinals on the Tri-Cities Prep 43-yard line. Dunn fakes the handoff, now looks to throw.
He's under pressure. He manages to hit Alexenko again on a comebacker, and Alexenko cuts across to the middle, gets his first couple tacklers before he's finally brought down by Bennett Peterson, but this time down at the 25-yard line. All of a sudden, Dunn has two 15-plus yard comebackers to Luke Alexenko, and Alexenko is suddenly making the secondary of Tri-City Prep pay. So first and 10 Cardinals from just inside the 25 of Tri-City Prep. Dunn fakes like he's running the option, then he throws a long route. Taylor Larson, and that's good for 25 yards, and a Waitsburg touchdown. Tough play. They ran that as though they were running the option. That got the secondary to fight, and then Dunn squared his shoulders, and he managed to hit Larson at about the 5-yard line, and because the secondary didn't take care of business, Larson was able to go in for the touchdown. Benito on to attempt the point after. And the kick is up, and he's got a lot of leg on that one, and that one is good. With 4:53 to go in the third quarter, Waitsburg strikes again. Cardinals 24, Jaguars 14. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Keeping your smile healthy is our number one goal at Gillette Family Dentistry. Since 1981, Dr. Gillette and his staff have been providing quality dental care in a friendly, caring atmosphere. Dr. Gillette's general, cosmetic, and sports dentistry always have you, the patient, in mind. Gillette Family Dentistry is located across from Broadmoor Mall at 9221 Sandifer Parkway. Call 547-0730 to learn more about how we can help keep your smile healthy. That's 547-0730 for Gillette Family Dentistry.
Green energy is all the rage these days. For more than 60 years, though, AmeriGas has been providing the most powerful form of green energy to America's homes, businesses, and farms: clean-burning propane. Propane conversion kits allow today's cars, buses, and taxis to have 70% less emissions than those powered by gasoline or diesel. Get propane for your home or business. Call the experts at AmeriGas. In Moses Lake and Othello, call George Guajardo at 488-2312. That's 488-2312.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back live at Waitsburg Field, where the Cardinals have just struck again, and it is 24-14 Waitsburg over Tri-Cities Prep. With time running down in the fourth quarter, the Irish have the ball and the lead, 13-9 to Sale over Asotin. A grass burner of a kick ends up being fielded by Michael Forbes about the 15-yard line, and he manages to get up to the 30 before, again, he lowers his shoulder and muscles ahead for another 7 yards before he's brought down by a host of Cardinal special teams players. He manages to get to the 37-yard line. First down, Jaguars, trailing by 10, still in the third quarter. Tri-City's Prep not able to find those consistent stops and finishes, stops on defense and finishes on offense, and allowed Waitsburg to get into the end zone again in this third quarter. So Prep comes out in the spread. Rudolph is the lone set back. We have three wide receivers split wide to the left. Amato once again alone on the far side, and the pitch to Rudolph, and he's got the corner turned, and he manages to He gets about 8 yards, then lowers his shoulder and bowls past into the secondary. And I want to say, didn't quite make midfield. He got to the 48-yard line for an 11-yard gain before he's brought down by Danny Stansel. So first down, Jaguars. We're going to call that a 12-yard gain. That option worked pretty much perfectly. And Rudolph finished it with that nice, the way he lowers his shoulder, he really wants to punish defenders sometimes. Empty backfield. Three wide receivers to the left, two to the right, and it's a quarterback keeper, and the defensive line was not fooled. They stayed at home, and Peterson couldn't even get out of first gear, and he ended up losing two on that play. So it's going to be second and 12. Well, they're calling it one. So second and 11. The ball going from the 49 to the 48. That sort of play working very well for the Jaguars for the most part this year, but the Waitsburg Prescott defensive line, they've hung tough. The Prep offensive line has had their hands full with that front three and sometimes four that Waitsburg has been presenting. Second and 11. Three wide receivers split wide to the left. Marco Longo's the lone setback,
and we have some confusion, wants to run the option, then decides not to, ends up keeping it, manages to get back across midfield. He gets all the way down to the 46-yard line. That's a 7-yard gain for Dane before he's brought down by Mike Grant, the 5'11", 173 senior, playing as middle linebacker. Gets the ball back into Waitsburg territory to the 47. That was a 6-yard gain. Third and about 5 from the 47. 3 wide receivers split wide left. Montelongo is your lone setback. Peterson rolling left, wants to throw, and he does, and he, oh my goodness, he threw a little bit high for his brother Bennett Peterson, and yet Bennett managed to get one hand on it and almost scooped it in, but he ends up spiking it into the ground. We had Luke Alexanko with coverage there. If Dane throws that ball, 1 foot lower, you're probably set. So here we go. This is a critical 4th and 5. From the Waitsburg 47, Tri-Cities prep down 10, 24-14 with 3:47 to go third quarter. If you want to have Uncle Mall on your side, you've got to convert here. We show a tight end formation. Peterson back to pass, and oh my goodness gracious, that ball was tipped, and then caught by Michael Phillips, is going to bring it in. The ball is intended for Jacob Amato, and he plays the tip drill, and Forbes brings in the tip, and he goes in 47 yards for the touchdown. This is twice now that broken plays have broken very much in favor of the Jaguars. Much earlier in the game, a punt snap ended up going into the end zone. Peterson recovered it and ended up running for a first down. This was a tipped pass over the middle that Forbes managed to gather in and rumble in for a 47-yard touchdown. Here's Ogier Jones for the point after touchdown. And once again, Waitsburg jumps offside. This is like literally the fifth time they've done this. Are you looking to redimension your car buying experience? Then call Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity Dealerships in the Autoplex in Pasco. 366-5159. You want to redimension your car buying experience, then call Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity Dealerships. And once again, we attempt the point after touchdown, and this time, a flag actually gets thrown. Usually, they've just been blowing the whistle. Now, this time, they're calling a false start against Tri-Cities Prep. Not these point after touchdowns are just, they're something else this evening. That's all you really can say about that. So, we'll try once again, and this time, Prep actually gets penalized 5 yards, so it's going to make Jones' job a little bit more difficult. So, once again, we hope the third time is a charm. Here's the snap. The kick is up. Jones drilled it, and it is still good. So, with 3:38 to go, we have yet another score. Waitsburg Prescott, their lead is down to 3. It's Cardinals 24, Jaguars 21. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
If you have a family, you'll eventually need a good lawyer who is skilled at family law. Since 1976, Quattle Law Offices have specialized in all areas of family law, including child custody and support, adoptions, divorce, wills and estates, property divisions, and complex litigation. Pat Quattle was one of the first women to practice law in the Tri-Cities and has been recognized for outstanding volunteer legal services in the Tri-Cities community. Call Quattle Law Offices today at 943-3331. That's 943-3331.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
And we are back live at Waitsburg Field with 3:38 to go third quarter. We've got ourselves slugfest. Waitsburg Prescott 24, Tri-Cities Prep 21. And whoever wins this game will then be tied for the Southeast League with your DeSales Irish. The Irish are going to win their league opener against the Soton 13-9 at last report. DeSales was winning with about 10 seconds to go, so we can probably safely assume that the Irish currently are standing atop the Southeast League standings, and we will keep it here to inform you on who's going to be joining them at the end of the evening. Hogan Jones approaches for the kickoff.
and he decides actually to kick it deep this time in the direction of Jada Alfred, who made us pay in the first half with a huge kickoff return all the way back to Tracy to scrub 25. But Jones manages to squiggle this thing down the left side of the field and get it into the end zone before it goes out of bounds. That's one accurate piece of kicking. I'm not sure people appreciate how important accurate kicking is, which results in the touchback, and the Cardinals will take the ball over on their 20-yard line after having marched 78 yards the last time they had the ball. We have to hope Tri-Cities Prep defense holds a little bit stiffer here. Dunn continues at quarterback. This time he has Crockett in the running back, and once again they play that comebacker to Alex Henko, and he is now off to the races down the sideline. He gets pushed the stick off. He's not up and goes midfield. He makes it all right, but it's a five-round play. And Alex Henko does score 80 yards for the Waitsburg touchdown, but there is a flag on the Waitsburg 20. That usually is offensive holding. And it is. This is the second time that a major offensive play has gotten called back by offensive holding for the Cardinals. That's the third straight time that they have run this comebacker. What they do is they run Alex Zenko. He's either running an out or a curl, and then he curls way back, manages to gather in the pass, and this time he put a juke on Bennett Peterson, and he was off to the races. But it ain't going to matter. So it's all going to get called back. So instead of a 31-21 Waitsburg lead, we now have a 24-21 Waitsburg lead, and they are facing a first and 20 from their 10-yard line. Huge, huge penalty. We have to hope that the Tri-City Prep D coordinator is doing something about this curl route because we've gotten burned three straight plays now. Dunn again at quarterback. Crockett is his lone setback. They have two wide receivers split to the left and one to the right, and they have a tight end. Dunn takes the step. And this is, it looks to be a reverse to number 14. And I'll tell you what. That was Ronald Rudolph. And there was nothing doing on that play. Rama dumped him for a four-yard loss. So the Cardinals have gone from having a 10-point lead now to facing a second, and I want to say this is a 24 from their own 6-yard line. Dunn at quarterback. Two wide receivers splitting out to either side. Crockett again at the second. And Dunn is running to the left. He wants to throw. He hesitates. Now he finally does throw over the middle. And that pass looks to be complete for number 12 with Ronald Rudolph for the coverage on the play. Managed to get the ball to the 18-yard line. So a gain of 12. That is good. That's good for a 12-yard gain, but they're going to have to do it again because now they're facing third and 12. Dunn having quite a bit of success the last four or five plays with middling passes over the middle. I don't know if our linebackers are playing too soft. Dunn takes a snap. He's back to throw. Once again, there's coverage. And he then throws it to get hit, and oh my goodness gracious, he had Owen Lanning wide open, but Dunn got hit just as he threw the ball, and it actually put a little bit more mustard on the ball, and he ended up overthrowing Lanning, and Dunn is slow to get up. And the white hat says, you're going to have to take him off the field. And Dunn is walking off on his own power, which is good to see. You have to wonder, though, maybe if he got his bell rung a little bit. So, fortunately, the Jaguars have dodged an enormous bullet, and the Cardinals are lining up to punt. And as deep as they are, you have to think they're facing a 4th and 12 from their own 18. You can't think there's much trickery going on. Alex Zenko deep to punt. Alex Montelongo deep to receive at about his 44. Now he's moved up to the 42-yard line. 1:57 to go, third quarter. Alex Zenko feels it, and he has to run for his life, and then finally he does get the punt off, and the ball hits about the 46-yard line and takes an enormous Cardinal bounce and rambles all the way down to the Tri-City Prep 35-yard line before it's finally marked down. So Tri-City Prep was just
they were getting eaten alive. They were getting eaten alive with these comebacker passes, particularly down the right sideline, and they had one burn us for a touchdown that got called back via holding penalty. And ultimately, thank heaven, the Cardinals end up having to punt. So with 1:45 to go in the third quarter, instead of Tri-Cities Prep facing a 34-21 lead, or rather whole, Waitsburg Prescott is standing on a 24-21 lead, and Prep has the ball on their 35-yard line. We have three wide receivers split wide to the left. We have Rudolph as the lone setback. And the handoff is to Rama, and he's burning to the right. He tries to turn the corner. He manages to shed a tackle and breaks into the linebacker corner. He finally gets brought down by the secondary all the way down to the 36-yard line. Finally brought down by Mike Grant. Rama Rudolph got hit at the line of scrimmage, and he just said, I'm not going down, not here, not now. So he ends up taking what really could have been a loss. And he turns that into an 11-yard gain. He drives the ball from the 35 to technically the 46. First down Jaguars on their 46-yard line. 1:36 to go. Waitsburg leading by three. 24-21. Jaguars driving on their 46. Three wide receivers split wide to the left. Rudolph is your lone setback, and Rudolph this time runs to the left and can't quite turn the corner. He could not. Quite do it. The defensive ends continued to string it out until the linebackers came out and gave help, and Alex Zanko managed to come all the way back from his defensive back position and smother Ron after what they're calling a one-yard loss. It was really more like a foot, maybe a foot and a half, but technically we'll say it's a one-yard loss. So the ball's on the 45. Technically you are looking at a second and 11. Practically speaking, it's a second and 10. Less than a minute ago, third quarter, Waitsburg once again with a three-point lead. Prep with two wide receivers to the left, two setbacks in Forbes and Rudolph, and Peterson tries to throw the ball deep to Logan Jones, but he underthrows the ball and ends up getting intercepted by Luke Alexenko. Alexenko is killing us right now. He is killing us. So, what we said during halftime, Prep has got to take care of the ball. In three possessions thus far, we have a turnover on downs, we do have a touchdown on a tipped pass, and then we have an INT. If this continues to happen, you may count on the Cardinals joining the sales on top of the Southeast League. Prep needs to win this game, and they cannot be making those mistakes. The Cardinals come out and pro set. Dunn's still at quarterback. He's back, and he throws that short comebacker again, this time to Brown, but it is not quite as successful as what has happened in the past. He ends up getting run out of bounds by Dane Peterson, but not until he goes from the 40 to the 47. So second and three now for the Cardinals on their 47-yard line. Dunn continues at quarterback. He has two wide receivers split to either side of the field. He has Brown in the backfield with him, set behind him. Dunn rolling to the left. He wants to throw, and he does. And he's throwing deep, and he's got his man. He had his man, and his man was Owen Lanning. And he hit Lanning in the numbers, despite the fact it was a wounded duck. And it went straight through Lanning's arm. Michael Forbes had coverage on that play, and Forbes was beaten like a gong. He cannot allow that to happen. That should have been, frankly, a Cardinal touchdown. Third and three. I can only imagine how Dan Whitford is feeling on the sidelines watching that particular play unfold. Once again, the Jaguars dodge a bullet. 25 seconds to go third quarter. This may be the last play of the quarter. Steve Potter will tell me I can't say that until it actually happens. Dunn looking to pass. He's looking right. He's looking left. And now he's coming. No. Jacob Amano almost had him. And once again, the Alex Zanko comebacker is good for first down. This is. Yes, I am communicating my frustration. He gets taken out of bounds by Hogan Jones, but not until a gain of eight is good for Waitsburg first down. Jacob Amato had done in his hands, and Don managed to squeak away, and once again, that comebacker to Alex Engel is killing us. So first down, Cardinals at their 45-yard line. They have two wide receivers split wide to the left. Brown continues to be the lone setback. Alex Engel, getting ready to drive us nuts again, is on the short right side. Dunn looked to be moving to throw, and he ends up giving a shovel pass to Brown, and that wasn't happening. Joseph Porch and Tristan Barnett with the coverage on that pretty much terminated that play before it got going. In fact, there was a loss of one on the play, and that will end the third quarter. So as we begin the fourth quarter, we will find Waitsburg Prescott driving, and with a three-point lead, Cardinals 24, Jaguars 21. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Prepare to have your car buying experience redimensioned. Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Chevy, Cadillac, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, Mazda, or Mercedes, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
And we're back to start the fourth quarter as the slugfest continues. Waitsburg Prescott 24, Tri-Cities Prep 21, Waitsburg driving. They have a second and 11 from the Tri-Cities Prep 46-yard line, and teams can't wait to get at it. Usually you have time to run two commercials during that timeout. No, they both let's go. Come on, we want to play. So Dunn continues the quarterback. He has Brown as a setback. He has three wide receivers split to the left and Alex Engel to the right. And the screen is to number seven, which Dunn threw low. Oh, that is unfortunate. So here's what happened. Dunn has the ball at the Waitsburg 46. And he throws the ball low to number seven, who catches it. That's Taylen Larson, but Larson had his knee down. So technically that was a complete pass for a loss of 4 yards, 5 yards. So now they're facing a third and 16 from their 49-yard line. Once again, Prep catches a break. Two wide receivers split wide to either side. Prep needs to stop here. Dunn rolling right. He's looking. He's still rolling. Now he stops. Now he wants. Now he plants. Now he finally throws. And once again, we have a comeback to Alex Janko, and he is off to the races before he's finally brought down by Michael Forbes inside the 25-yard line. I'm going insane watching this play happen. It's the fifth time that Dunn has had significant pressure put on him. He manages to escape it, and he hits Alex Janko with a huge comebacker. I'm going out of my mind. So that's good. That was good for 27 yards. Down to the Tri-Cities Prep 23-yard line. First down, Cardinals. The comebackers keep killing us. Dunn in shotgun. Brown, the lone setback. Two wide receivers split to the left. The handoff is to Brown. It's straight up the middle, and there wasn't a whole lot there. Met pretty quickly by Joseph Porch. Dez Zepeda and Tristan Barnett were also there. And a gain of three, so second and seven. Down to the Tri-Cities Prep 20, 10:37 to go in the game. Waitsburg leading by three and driving. And they keep having their way. They keep having their way, particularly on the right side of the Waitsburg field. Luke Alexenko has been killing us over the last 10 minutes with these comebackers. Here's Dunn. He fakes the handoff. Now he wants to throw. He's looking left. And he overthrows his man, Taylen Larson. Hogan Jones with coverage on that play. Third and seven from the 20. Once again, gut check time. If the Tri-Cities Prep defensive line and linebacker corps can bring Dunn down, this is a different game. There's been at least five plays where Dunn has been in the clutches of a defensive player. Dunn manages to sweep aside, and then he hits Alex Zenko with a comeback. Brown, the lone setback, and Dunn ends up keeping it. And he barely gets back to the original. In fact, he just gets to the original line of scrimmage. He ends up being brought down by Hogan Jones. Three times he faked the pitch to Brown, Then finally, he had to tech and keep it, but at that point, the secondary was involved, and there was no place for him to go. So here it comes, 4th and 6. Game clock says 9:47 to go. Waitsburg has a 3-point lead, and they are facing a 4th and 6 from the Tri-Cities Prep 20. They are looking to go for it. They are not looking to kick a field goal. This is gut check time. Tri-Cities Prep must stop them on this play. Three wide receivers split to the left. Alexenko, the killer, on the right. And Dunn was in trouble. And he threw to, he had two receivers. He had Owen Lanning and he had Taylor Larson. And he hit Lanning. Lanning's going to be in trouble in film this week because he hit Lanning in the numbers. And Lanning dropped it. So, amazingly, despite the fact that, again, Dunn has found the open receiver, we have been the beneficiary of some butterfingers, particularly on the part of Owen Lanning. And we dodge a bullet, and we take the ball over on downs at our 20-yard line. So here we go. Tri-Cities Prep needs to march, and they need to march in such a way that consumes a lot of clock and then hopefully puts this thing in the end zone to a point to where Waitsburg cannot respond. We come out with the spread. Alex Montalongo is the lone setback. We have three wide receivers split wide left. We have Jacob Amato to the right. And it's a late pitch to Alex Montalongo, and he's juking and rumbling and bumbling and stumbling, and he manages to get past the 30-yard line. That ought to be good for a Tri-Cities Prep first down. And the white hat is saying, yes, that is the case. So, first play of this critical, critical drive, a successful 10-yard run by Amon. 9:09 to go. Now we're winding the clock, and it's going to be moving along. And Prep comes out pretty much with the same formation. It looks to be Rudolph, though, the lone setback, and now we have two wide receivers split wide to either side. Dane looking for the snap. Now he has it. He looks right. Now he throws left, and he's throwing long, and he's got Hogan Jones too long. Too long, and Crockett had the coverage there. Dane actually threw that ball pretty intelligently. If he tries to target that ball and Crockett looks up, it's at least broken up. And Crockett is athletic enough that he can seemingly pick it off. So Dane probably wise to overthrow on that 1st and 10. 2nd and 10. Once again, just in case you happen to be tuning in, 8:46 to go in the game. Waitsburg Prescott leading Tri-Cities Prep 24-21. First league game for both teams. The winner joins the sales on top of the Southeast League. Tri-Cities Prep facing a 2nd and 10 on their 30. They come out with two wide receivers, three wide receivers to the right, one to the left, and the lone setback is Montalongo. And the handoff is a fake to Montalongo and a keeper by Dane Peterson, and the defensive line managed to school our offensive line. There's a lot of one on the play. Danny Stansel ultimately with first contact tackle on Peterson there, and now we're facing a 3rd and 11 deep in our own territory. And frankly, the way Waitsburg's offense has been running, you don't want to punt. You don't want to punt. We have got this. This third down could well be the ball game. Three wide receivers split wide to the left. Rudolph, the offset running back. Here's snap. Peterson's rolling right, and he manages to get the pass off, but he's hit just as he throws the ball, so consequently the pass ends up falling short, and Tri-Cities Prep is now facing a 4th and 11. And it looks as though we are facing a punt formation. Dean Peterson got belted just as he threw that pass, and he was a little bit slow to get up, but he's still out there. So 8:03 to go. Waitsburg Prescott 24, Tri-Cities Prep 21, and we have to punt. Luke Alexenko, the man who's been driving us completely crazy, beat to receive for the Cardinals. Here's the snap. Dane gets up a high wobbly kick that is going to bounce at the 45-yard line and take a significant Jaguar bounce inside the 35. It ends up stopping at the 33-yard line where the Cardinals will take over. So, I have to say, if Prep has any hope of winning this game, they obviously have got to completely stop the Cardinals here, and they've got to seal off that right side receiver. He has been
Luke Alexango, out of the weak side, on the right side, has been killing us. He's been eating us alive. And Dunn continues to escape our defensive line. Dunn, once again, is at quarterback. He has Crockett this time as the lone setback. He also has Acevedo back there with him. Two wide receivers split to the left. Acevedo to the right. The handoff is to Crockett. And Crockett manages to get past the defensive line and into the linebacker corner before he finally gets dragged down past the 40-yard line by Michael Forbes. That's a gain of 9, according to what the side judge is showing me. So second and 1. Tri-City's Prep can't afford to do that. They've got to stop them, and they've got to stop them now. 7:29 to go in the game. Waitsburg Prescott 24, Tri-City's Prep 21. Second and 1 from the Tri-City's Prep. I'd say that's 42-yard line. They need to get to the 43. Dunn actually starts to approach center, and then he backs up once again in the shotgun. He has Crockett behind him, and he throws a quick screen. He throws a quick screen to Lanning, and again, Lanning drops the ball. Now, he was leading Lanning just a little bit, but Lanning ought to have that ball. That's the third straight ball that Owen Lanning has dropped. I'm curious to see. I'd love to spend time sometimes listening to the Waitsburg fans. I'd be curious to see if they would actually turn on a receiver, because, like I said, that's three straight balls that Lanning has cost the Waitsburg offense. So third and 1, done in shotgun. Crockett the setback. The handoff is to Crockett, and he manages once again to get just inside the hole, and he's good enough to squiggle for 4 yards and a Waitsburg first down. He gets down to the 46-yard line before brought down by Tristan Barnett. So just inside the 45-yard line, but technically you marked out the 46. And Waitsburg has yet another first down with just under 7 minutes to go in the game. Dunn and shotgun. Two wide receivers split to either side. Crockett the lone setback. Here's the snap. And he throws the screen once again to Lanning. This time Lanning actually hands down to the ball. And Lanning's off to the races. He manages to get past midfield before he finally is dragged down by Ronald Rudolph inside the 45-yard line. Actually, the side judge has that right at the 40. So Lanning, after suffering from a major case of butterfingers, manages to score a 14-yard gain for the Cardinals. And it's making life very difficult for the Jaguars. This is getting late. 6:42 to go in the game. Waitsburg with a 3-point lead. They have two wide receivers split to the left. Crockett continues to be the lone setback. You've got Alexenko, the killer, on the right. And Dunn's rolling to the right, and he wants to throw that way, and there he is again. Alexenko's just sitting there waiting for it. And he manages to break past the first man and the second, and he's going to go in for a touchdown. Unbelievable. That is the 6th straight time that Dunn has escaped pressure and hit Alexenko coming back. Alexenko manages to escape the first contact, and he manages to literally walk in for a 40-yard Waitsburg touchdown. That is going to be an issue for film for the Jaguars this week as to how Alexenko continued to come back and make killer plays on the right side of the Waitsburg, the Waitsburg side of the field. Benito's point after touchdown is good. With 6:19 to go in the game, Waitsburg 31, Tri-Cities Prep 21. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSX.
Are you having problems with your furnace? Campbell & Company has the solution. Save up to $2,450 on your system by utilizing options like the $250 Campbell & Company Maintenance Rewards Credit and utility rebates up to $1,000. Lennox and manufacturer rebates up to $1,700. And don't forget financing as low as $75 per month. OAC, some restrictions apply. Campbell & Company is your local Lennox premier dealer. Go to TrustCampbell.com for details. Campbell & Company, trusted home comfort solutions.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Are you needing legal assistance? Consider Roach and Bishop Law Offices on Sandifer Parkway in Pasco, serving the Tri-Cities community, a full-service law firm on Sandifer Parkway in Pasco. Roach and Bishop Law Offices. Thank you, Roach and Bishop, for your support of Tri-Cities Prep Athletics. 6:19 to go in the game. And Waitsburg Prescott may well have taken care of business
They are up on your Jaguars, 31-21. And once again, the primary thing that has made the Waitsburg offense work the second half, comeback passes to Luke Alexango down the right sideline. That one, that last touchdown, was in fact a 40-yard pass, once again, to Alexango. Benito lines up to kick off. Rama Rudolph and Alex Montelongo deep to receive, and the squibbler is recovered by Montelongo at the 4. And Montelongo runs straight up the field and he's got a hole. He ends up cutting to the left and then finally is brought down on the other side of the 35-yard line. Gets the prep 37 before he's finally brought down by 56, the 6'2", 202 sophomore. That's Jordan Garrity. First time we've called his name tonight. So prep up against it. They have a little less than 6 minutes to go, and they need to score 10 points just to tie this thing. So this needs to move, and it needs to move in a hurry. Prep comes out in the spread. 3 wide receivers split to the left. That's the short side of the field. Amato all on his right with a lot of real estate on the right side of the field. Rudolph is the lone running back, and the crossing route was for Jacob Amato, and Crockett cut him off. Crockett gave him a hip check coming across the middle and the side judge threw the flag, and that's going to be defensive pass interference, almost certainly. Sorry, that wasn't Crockett. I beg your pardon. That was Taylor Larson. That was Taylor Larson who hip checked. No, I'm sorry. I'm wrong. It was Crockett. It was Crockett who hip checked Amato on his way across the field, and that's defensive pass interference, and that'll be good for a Tri-Cities prep first down. At least it should be. Side judge is marking the ball all the way down past midfield, down to the 48-yard line. So what amounts to a 15-yard penalty from the original line of scrimmage gives Tri-Cities prep a first down in Waitsburg territory. That's a Waitsburg 48. We have 2 wide receivers, 3 wide receivers split to the left. Amato once again all on his own on the right. Rudolph is the lone setback. Peterson back to throw. He looks to Amato. Double clutches and throws long. Oh, dear me. He had Bennett Peterson wide open. And I mean, there was nobody within 20 yards. And Dane overthrew his brother. If Dane is able to connect on that rainbow, and he's capable of it, he's done it multiple times the past 3 weeks. That's 6. I mean, Bennett could crawl into the end zone. So, unfortunately, instead of a touchdown, we're facing a 2nd and 10 from the Waitsburg 48-yard line. If you're interested in family law in Tri-Cities, you might consider the first female lawyer in the Tri-Cities who's been providing family law services in Richland for over 20 years. Pat Quaddle and Quaddle Law Offices in Richland, 943-3331. 3 wide receivers split wide to the left. Amato once again, all on his own on the right. We have Rudolph as the lone setback with Peterson. Peterson taking his time before he calls for the snap. Now he's finally calling for it, and here we go. He's looking left. He double clutches. He throws left, and that ball is off over midfield by number 7, Kalen Larson, and he manages to race the ball back all the way to the 50-yard line, and the Jaguars turning the ball over cannot hope to win this game. That may well be the sealer. With 5:52 to go in the game, Waitsburg with the interception manages to return the ball to the 50, and they are facing first down. Waitsburg Prescott and Tri-Cities Prep duking it out to join DeSales as head of the Southeast League, and Prep doing themselves no favors this second quarter. 1st and 10, Waitsburg from midfield. Dunn once again as a quarterback. This time he has Brown as his lone setback. He has 2 wide receivers split to the left, and Alexenko, the pest killer, cut to the right. And Brown breaks into the secondary. He's turning the corner on the left, and finally gets shoved out of bounds by Hogan Jones, the punt kill. He gets all the way down to the 32-yard line, and that is good for 18 yards. And a Tri-Cities prep first down. That defense having really no answer for the Waitsburg offense, particularly in this fourth quarter. The Cardinals have had their way. You can perhaps hear the fans in the background pour it on. They really want to see prep supper here. 3 wide receivers split wide to the right, including Alex Zanko.
Brown will set back to hand off again as to Brown. They get the snap off, but then they blow the play dead. So we've got to assume that this was probably some sort of motion. And the white hat did gesture. Yeah, dead ball false start again against Wakeford Prescott. So the first and 10 on the prep 33-yard line will now become a first and 15. Not the 33-yard line. Now becomes a first and 15 from the prep 37. Two wide receivers split to either side. Brown continues to be the lone setback. 5:43 to go in the game. Wakeford 31, Tri-City Prep 21. Acevedo in motion. Now lines up at tight end. Here's the snap. Fake handoff to Brown. Dunn throws over the middle. Acevedo's wide open, and he's good for contact before finally dragged down by Jane Peterson inside the 10-yard line. And the wheels are coming off. That ball drag all the way down to the 9-yard line. It's a 28-yard gain by Devin Acevedo on the quick hit across the middle. And Tri-City's Prep being plagued by turnovers is being plagued by some questionable tackling. We will talk about that after the game. 5:32 to go in the game. Wakeford up by 10 and driving. They are first and goal at the Tri-City's Prep 9-yard line. Dunn still in shotgun. Brown still your lone setback. Acevedo once again isolated on the right side. Two wide receivers to the left. Here's the snap. Bad snap, and Dunn simply has a fall on it. Bad snap to the left, and Dunn was lucky to fall on it. There's a loss of 5 on the play. That ball is going to go back down to the 14-yard line. So it'll be second and goal from the Tri-Cities Prep 14. Frankly, Wakeford in this fourth quarter has outclassed the Jaguars. They have simply outplayed them. They've outplayed them in the trenches. They've outplayed them in the skill position. 4:42 to go in the game. Dunn and shotgun. Brown the setback. And Dunn throws over the middle to Acevedo. Good. Wakeford touchdown. So what we're going to have here next week, getting slightly ahead of things, is you are going to have Wakeford and DeSales duking it out, both probably 1-0. Of course, there is 4:32 left, and I suppose a miracle is possible, but with the way things have been going this fourth quarter, I'm not so terribly optimistic. Benito on once again for the point after touchdown. And we have a flag thrown before Benito even gets in position, and the Cardinals are all clapping. Yeah, dead ball. Oh, we have it. The late game penalty against the Jaguars. The practices on Monday, there are going to be some issues that I'm sure are going to be addressed. When you have a penalty such as that, and when you have the secondary just getting burned on the right side over and over and over, you better believe that's something that's going to be talked about. So Benito gets to try again. And the Cardinals get set. Here's the snap. It's a little bit low. The Blazer managed to get it in place. He's going to hit it through the uprights with 4:32 to go in the game. Wakeford is running away. Cardinals 38, Jaguars 21. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Kennewick St. Joseph's Catholic School has been preparing leaders for the church and the world for more than 50 years. All successful school systems require parent involvement. And with over 10,000 hours of volunteer service to the school, St. Joseph's parent community sets the standard. St. Joseph's has a superb children's center and Montessori preschool programs. Is there anything more important than your child's education? St. Joseph's Catholic School, academically excellent, passionately Catholic.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back live at Wakeford Field with 4:32 to go. Wakeford homecoming. They should be pretty happy with it. They're leading your Jaguars 38-21. tail of the tape for the fourth quarter. Tri-Cities Prep offense, 9 yards. Waitsburg Prescott offense, 161 yards. And that's how you go from a 24-21 deficit to a 38-21 deficit. We will break this down somewhat after the game, but one of the things we're going to have to talk about is the ability of quarterback Jacob Dunn to avoid pressure and then to be able to hit Luke Alexenko coming back along the right sideline. They have burned us 6 different times with that play. Benito kicks it off, and he kicks a swiveler that's going to be fielded by Ronald Rudolph at about the 7-yard line. He comes busting up the right sideline, and he manages to get past the first line before he puts his toe down past the 30-yard line before he's tackled by Devin Acevedo and Danny Stansel. Stansel doing a little bit of strutting after his part in that play. The Cardinals excited at the prospect of winning their first league game of the season, a critically important league game. Again, a reminder, only 2 teams can go to the playoffs. And at this point, the 2 teams that would have the upper hand would be the Irish at DeSales and Cardinals of Waste Prescott, the Tri-Cities Prep scrambling for the booty prize. 3 wide receivers split wide to the left. Peterson back to pass. He's under pressure. Highly, he's unable to find anybody and gets dropped down on Montgomery again, number 66. And a loss of 3 on the play. Results in a 2nd and 13. Now, the Jaguars are facing now with less than 4 minutes to go in the game, and the Jaguars down by 13. Three wide receivers split wide to the left. Peterson back to pass. He's looking left, and he throws long. He's got Bennett Peterson, who is hit just as the ball comes to him. Owen Lanning, Jalen Larson, times that perfectly. Just as the ball hit Bennett in the numbers, it was an excellent pass. Larson hit Peterson and knocked the ball out, and it ends up flying out of bounds. So 3rd and 13. 3:30 to go in the game. If you are looking to redimension your car buying experience, then call Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity Dealership. New, used, commercial fleet, Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity is your man. 366-5159 in the Autoplex in Pasco. And it is intercepted on the run by number 14, and he takes it to the house for the 6-6. Number 14 is Jason Carter. He stepped right inside that pass, and there was no one to catch him. And frankly, the light is now on. Waitsburg is doing just what their fans are urging them to do. They are pouring it on. Total offense for Tri-Cities Prep in the fourth quarter. 6 net yards, 1 interception. You cannot hope to compete in this league playing football as we have been playing football this fourth quarter. It has been flat-out disastrous. Benito on for the point after touchdown. Cardinals taking their time getting into position. Here's the snap. And the kick is up and good. You have to hand it to Benito. He's consistent. With 3:21 to go in the game, the Cardinals are running away. Waitsburg 45, Tri-Cities Prep 21. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Prepare to have your car buy-in experience redimensioned. Joe Klein and McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Chevy, Cadillac, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, Mazda, or Mercedes, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back live at Waitsburg Field, where the Cardinals started the fourth quarter with a... We had ourselves a close game.
Waitsburg was up 24-21. It is now 3:21 to go in the fourth quarter, and it's Waitsburg 45, Bryce Drew Scrub 21. The wheels came off. The wheels came off in the fourth quarter. One of the things Dan Winston said in the pregame interview, we've got to get this monkey off our back, and we were close to it. We were seriously close to it, and then the wheels came off here in the fourth quarter. The Needles kick off once again as a scribbler that is going to be fielded by Montelongo right about the two. And he's now finding up the left side of the field, trying to turn the corner, and then he finally ends up getting brought down before he can get to the 20. He ends up being brought down by Tyler Brooks, the 5'11", 164 sophomore, normally playing linebacker, having some success on special teams tonight. So at this point, the Jaguars are probably trying to play for some pride and see if they can do something before time completely runs out on them. Rudolph is the low. Nope, take it back. Rudolph and Forbes are in the backfield, two wide receivers to the right, and it is a handoff to Rudolph, and he turns the right-hand corner and manages to get in well into the secondary, and he rumbles from the 15 up to the 26. That's good for an 11-yard gain, assuming I have my markings correct. And, yes, that's good for a tri-season for sale. So some sunshine within the storm clouds. 3:02 to go in the game. Jalen Larson with a tackle on that play. Two wide receivers now split to the left, and the handoff is to Rudolph, and this time he is running to the left, and he manages to turn the corner, get well past the line of scrimmage, get up to the 29-yard line, gain of 3. Tackled by Mark Montgomery. Montgomery single-handedly stopped one of our drives earlier when he batted a pass down on 3rd and 5 and then threw Dane Peterson down for a loss on 4th and 5. So he's having a not-too-bad game. And the handoff once again is to Rudolph. This time he's running right. He tries to turn the corner, and he does. He manages to turn the corner, puts his shoulder down, and makes Crockett pay. Crockett ended up riding him out of bounds, and that's when he gets to 38. And Crockett handing Rudolph up. They're shaking hands, acknowledging that was a tough play. 9-yard gain by Rama. Make that a 10-yard gain. You can't argue with Crockett's sportsmanship there. He took Rudolph out and helped him up. That's always good to see. So Whitsitt pretty much content to run at 2:23 to go in the game. Waitsburg 45, Tri-Cities Prep 21. And James Peterson's pass to Jacob Amato is batted down at the line by number 10. Credit Sandberg, the freshman. 6'1", 191, got his paws up and managed to bat that pass down. Good play on his part. Nothing wrong with Dane's form on that. It's just one of those plays where sometimes someone's going to get a hand up and that just isn't going to work. 2:20 to go in the game. Two wide receivers split to the left. We have Montelongo and Forbes in the backfield with Peterson. And the handoff is to Montelongo, and he's running to the left, trying to turn the corner, getting pursued, and does just manage to turn the corner. He got submarined by Alexenko, managed to leap over him, and did manage to get... No, I take it back. I'm going to say he just got to the original line of scrimmage, so there was really no gain on the play. Alex Zango and Acevedo with the tackle on that play. No, I take it back. They did give him credit for 1 yard. Ball's on the 30, getting close to 2 minutes now. And here's the handoff to Rudolph, who's attempting once again to turn the corner, and he pretty much succeeds. And he ends up running out of bounds and into the railing of the student section. And he marches back to the huddle like there's absolutely nothing wrong. He managed to get 6 on that carry, got to the 45-yard line, chased out of bounds by Crockett again. So 4th and 4 from the prep 45. Here's fans. They don't want to give up anything. I'll say this for Cardinal fans. They are passionate. Two wide receivers split to the left. Forbes and Montelongo in the backfield, and fake handoff to Montelongo, and Peterson managed to just rip up field. He managed to get well past midfield inside the 40-yard line. He gets all the way down to 36. So 14, that's a 19-yard gain by Dane. Far and away, our lead rusher for the game, just inside 2 minutes. Waitsburg 45, Tri-Cities Crest 21. This has not been a fourth quarter that you would like to write home about. First and 10 Jaguars on the Waitsburg 36, playing for pride at this point. Rudolph and Forbes in the backfield. The handoff is to Rudolph. He's trying to turn the left side. Montgomery gets the ball on him and cannot bring him down. Then Rama turns it back upfield and once again turns a negative into a positive. Finally gets brought down by Stansel. Gain of 2, second and 8. Ball just inside the 35, now at the 34-yard line. 1:24 to go and kicking. With the content to try and get some reps for his rushing offense. I believe Waitsburg still has the varsity in there, but I could well be wrong. I'm not familiar enough with their numbers to tell you this. Forbes and Montalongo now in the backfield. And the fake handoff is to Montalongo, and then we have a long pass to Bennett Peterson, who, sorry, that's Jacob Amato with Luke Alexenko, the pest of coverage. Alexenko managed to bat the ball out of Amato's hands. A flag got thrown, and they're calling defensive pass interference against Alexenko. And I'll tell you, I thought Alexenko had good coverage on that play. But all the same, the White Hat's always right. So with less than a minute to go, this ball is now going to be inside the 20-yard line. Ball, yeah, the ball gets placed at the 19. There's 57 seconds left. Tri-Cities Prep driving. They actually started this drive on their 15-yard line. And they are now at the 19 of Waitsburg. Really the first decent yardage they've gathered this quarter. The lone setback is Rudolph, and the handoff is to him, and he runs off left tackle. And he manages to get to right about the 15-yard line. A gain of 4 for Rama, making that 2nd and 6. Clock continues to tick. I think Whitsitt is simply content to work with it as it works. I don't think he's going to be calling timeout. There's 4 seconds to go in the game. Three wide receivers split wide to the right. Rama Rudolph, your lone setback. And Peterson's looking to pass. He's rolling right, and he throws. And he almost managed to connect with his brother, Bennett Peterson. Crockett with coverage on the play. Dane hit Bennett in the numbers, but for the third time, a receiver has had the ball delivered to him, and the defensive back was right there to break up the play. That was a good play on Crockett's part, to be perfectly honest. That would have been a touchdown if Crockett doesn't break that up. So 16 seconds to go. 2nd and 10 from the Waitsburg 19. If you just tuned in, I don't have good news for you. The Cardinals are leading the Jaguars 45-21. We'll break down the scoring summary in particular, particularly the second half scoring and the fourth quarter scoring, after the game. We have one setback in Michael Forbes. We have three wide receivers split wide to the right, and then we have a flag thrown. I think it's going to be delay of game. Yeah, it's going to be delay of game against the Jaguars. So instead of the ball being on the 19, the ball is going to end up being placed on the 24. 2 seconds to go. So next week, you will have DeSales facing Waitsburg for sole possession of first place in the league. Dane Peterson ends up running deep to throw, and he ends up completing a crossing route to Bennett Peterson, and that is good for a 15-yard touchdown. So with 9 seconds to play, you have the Peterson-to-Peterson connection, which is good for a 15-yard touchdown, and we managed to maintain a little bit of pride here. So Hogan Jones comes on for the point after touchdown. And the kick is up. And it is good. So with 9 seconds to go in the game, Prep manages to get a little bit of pride back.
but that's not all it's good for. With 9 seconds to go, Waitsburg 45, Tri-Cities Prep 28. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Keeping your smile healthy is our number one goal at Gillette Family Dentistry. Since 1981, Dr. Gillette and his staff have been providing quality dental care in a friendly, caring atmosphere. Dr. Gillette's general, cosmetic, and sports dentistry always have you, the patient, in mind. Gillette Family Dentistry is located across from Broadmoor Mall at 9221 Sandifer Parkway. Call 547-0730 to learn more about how we can help keep your smile healthy. That's 547-0730 for Gillette Family Dentistry.
The nation's most versatile source of energy is propane, also known as liquefied petroleum. Propane is used by more than 60 million Americans in homes, industry, farming, and more. AmeriGas is America's expert propane supplier. Since 1959, AmeriGas's mission has been to provide you with the safest, most reliable, and most responsive propane service available. Transform your energy source today with propane. In Walla Walla, Tri-Cities, and Hermiston, call Bob Christensen at 582-8888. That's 582-8888.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back live at Waitsburg Field for probably the final play of this Waitsburg Tri-Cities Prep Tilt, where Waitsburg's homecoming has been pretty much everything they could hope for, with Waitsburg leading 45-28 as the Hogan Jones kickoff. He decides once again, let's keep it away from the deep man, even though this game is obviously over. As I was saying before that touchdown, next week you have DeSales and these Waitsburg Prescott Cardinals. They'll be fighting for first place in the Southeast League. And in the meantime, the Jaguars will be traveling to Asotin to play the Panthers. And Asotin, who we thought was going to be a pushover, played DeSales awful tough tonight, with the Irish finally prevailing 13-9. So the Jaguars are going to have their work cut out for them with a long road trip to Asotin and try and stay in the Southeast League race next week. And Dunn gets under center for the first time and takes a snap, and if the clock runs out, this game will be over and Waitsburg will be tied at first. Tied for first in the Southeast League with the Sales, having prevailed over your Jaguars 45-28. We will be back, hopefully with individual statistics, if I can rope down my statistician, and we will certainly also have broad team statistics as well as a breakdown of what happened in the scoring summary in the second half. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
If you have a family, you'll eventually need a good lawyer who is skilled at family law. Since 1976, Quattle Law Offices have specialized in all areas of family law, including child custody and support, adoptions, divorce, wills and estates, property divisions, and complex litigation. Pat Quattle was one of the first women to practice law in the Tri-Cities and has been recognized for outstanding volunteer legal services in the Tri-Cities community. Call Quattle Law Offices today at 943-3331. That's 943-3331.
Are you having difficulties remembering what you were just in the middle of saying or what you came in a room for? Hi, I'm Pam Smith with a tip for living well. If your brain fogs when forced to work, it may be in need of certain nutrients found in everyday foods that help to sharpen your mind and bring clarity and alertness to your thinking. Wise eating is a power prescription for staying sharp. Mental functions rank highest when the daily diet includes more vegetables and fruits, vitamin C, folate, beta carotene, and zinc. Not eating well, nor eating often, starves the brain, and the resulting drop in glucose pushes you into a brain fog. But you can clear the fog, and even prevent it, by eating power snacks. Smart snacking every 2.5 to 3 hours is the fuel you need for brain power. For a list of power snacks, visit my website at pamsmith.com. That's pamsmith.com. I'm Pam Smith.
Prepare to have your car buy-in experience redimensioned. Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Chevy, Cadillac, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, Mazda, or Mercedes, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we are back live at Waitsburg Field as the teams circle around the big black WP at the 50-yard line and engage in the team prayer. Always, always a good thing to see after these football games. So Tri-City Sprout First League tilt is over, and it did not end well with the Jaguars coming on the short end of a 45-28 score. I'm going to summarize second half scoring. Second half started with Waitsburg leading the game 17-14. Tri-City Prep turned the ball over on downs on their first possession. Waitsburg Prescott then with their second possession drove 67 yards, finishing with a 25-yard touchdown pass from Adam Dunn to Taylen Larson, and the Benito point after touchdown was good. That then made the score 24-14. Tri-Cities Prep, however, did manage to strike back, taking the ball on their 37-yard line. They marched 63 yards. And the highlight was the 46-yard touchdown pass from Dane Peterson to Michael Forbes. That was tipped by Jacob Amato, which Forbes managed to bring in and then motor in for the touchdown. Thereby, and the Hogan Jones point after touchdown was good. So your score at the end of the three quarters was 24-21. And then you begin the fourth quarter with some hope, and that unfortunately ended up being dashed. The Cardinals score three unanswered touchdowns. They had a 67-yard drive kept by a 40-yard Adam Dunn to Luke Alexenko touchdown pass. Their next possession is a 50-yard march, spearheaded by a Dunn to Devin Acevedo 14-yard touchdown. Then, with Tri-Cities Prep next possession, Jason Carter stepped in front of a pass intended for Bennett Peterson, and he ran a pick six back for a touchdown. So, Prep starting the fourth quarter, the ability maybe to get on top of this game 24-21, then gives up three unanswered touchdowns, and now it's 45-21, and the route is on. In their last possession of the game, the Jaguars did manage to march 70 yards, and it was capped by a 15-yard touchdown pass from Dane Peterson to his brother Bennett Peterson, and the Hogan Jones point after touchdown was good. But at that point, the horse had left the barn, and that resulted in your final score of Waitsburg 45 and Tri-Cities Prep 28. We will be back with individual statistics, hopefully some solid team statistics, as well as a breakdown of this game, what went wrong, and what we're looking forward to coming up next week. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Ever since the Roe v. Wade decision in 1973, abortion has been a scourge on our land. Giving voice to the silent, let us pray together, Psalm 139.
O Lord, you have examined my heart, and you know everything about me. You know when I sit and when I stand. When far away, you know my every thought. You chart the path ahead of me, and tell me when to stop and rest. Every moment you know where I am. You know what I'm going to say, before I even say it. You both precede and follow me. You put your hand of blessing on my head. This is too glorious and too wonderful to even believe. I can never get lost from your spirit. I can never get away from my God. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the place of the dead, you are there. If I ride the morning winds to the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me, your strength will support me. If I try to hide in the darkness, the night becomes light all around me, for even darkness cannot hide from God. To you, the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and night are both alike to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit them together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. It's amazing to think about. Your workmanship is marvelous, and how well I know it. You were there while I was being formed in utter seclusion. You saw me before I was born and scheduled each day of my life, before I even began to breathe. Every day was recorded in your book. How precious it is, Lord, to realize that you are thinking about me constantly. I can't count how many times a day your thoughts turn towards me. And when I awake in the morning, You are still thinking of me. Oh, surely you will slay the wicked Lord away, bloodthirsty men. Be gone. They blaspheme your name and stand in arrogance against you. How silly can they be? Oh, Lord, shouldn't I hate those who hate you? Shouldn't I be grieved with them? Yes, I will hate them. For your enemies are my enemies too. Search me, O God, know my heart, test my thoughts. Point out anything that you find in me that makes you sad. And lead me along the path of everlasting life. Amen.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we are back live at Waitsburg Field, where Waitsburg homecoming worked well for them. Tri-Cities Prep unable to get the monkey off of their back when it comes to playing Waitsburg, playing DeSales. We've lost to Waitsburg yet again, this time to the tune of 45-28. If you heard our post-game scoring summary, you'll know that the Jaguars were in this game going into the fourth quarter. Waitsburg had only a three-point lead, but then the wheels came off as Waitsburg scored three unanswered touchdowns to get to 45-21, and at that point, the game was over. Interestingly, the tail of the tape when it comes to statistics, not that far apart. Waitsburg Prep got 437 total yards offense. Tri-Cities Prep, 385. But the big difference is the story of turnovers. Tri-Cities Prep turned the ball over three times in the second half. Waitsburg did not turn it over at all, and one of those Waitsburg touchdowns was a pick six. It was a 15-yard interception return for a touchdown. Individual statistics. On the rushing side of the ball, we had three rushers today. We had Alex Montelongo, he had eight rushes for 22 yards. Rama Rudolph, despite starting the game with a gimpy ankle, had 15 rushes for 89 yards. Dane Peterson, 17 rushes for 190 yards. He had an excellent rushing day. Passing, not so good. Dane was 8 for 26 with two touchdowns, but also three interceptions. There were four interceptions on the game, five all told for the entire game, which probably explains it right there. If you are going to play in the Southeast League, where the games really matter, and you're going to turn the ball over five times, you really can't expect to win. Tackling, Rama Rudolph with five tackles. Michael Forbes, Hogan Jones getting involved in the tackling with six tackles. Joseph Porch, Tristan Barnett with eight. Dane Peterson, again, with 10 tackles. But you can't ride the legs of one player and hope to win against a team like the Cardinals. We're going to take another break. We will have a breakdown of the second half performance of the Jaguars and what we might be looking at next week as we wrap up our coverage here of the Southeast League opener for Tri-Cities Prep. And once again, Tri-Cities Prep came up on the short end, 45-28 against Waitsburg. But we will be back with more post-game analysis. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Are you having problems with your furnace? Campbell & Company has the solution. Save up to $2,450 on your system by utilizing options like the $250 Campbell & Company Maintenance Rewards Credit and utility rebates up to $1,000. Lennox and manufacturer rebates up to $1,700. And don't forget financing as low as $75 per month. OAC, some restrictions apply. Campbell & Company is your local Lennox premier dealer. Go to TrustCampbell.com for details. Campbell & Company, trusted home comfort solutions.
So what can you find at a Catholic supply company? A lot. School uniforms, books, gifts, cards, artwork, school curricula for parochial schools and homeschools, vestments, liturgical books, missals, and people who dearly love the Catholic faith. With their buying power, Blessed on First Catholic Supply Company will be able to save parishes and Catholic schools some money, and individual parishioners as well. Come see us at Blessed on First, 120 West First Avenue, Kennewick.
A quality education is the greatest gift you can give to a child, and quality education is what Kennewick's St. Joseph's Catholic School is all about. Limited class size and a diversity of teaching methods meet the individual needs of every student. With a rigorous Christ-centered curriculum that includes music, art, and computers, our students are prepared academically, socially, and spiritually for life in high school and beyond. St. Joseph's Catholic School in Kennewick. Academically excellent, passionately Catholic.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
The greatest call letters in the history of broadcasting. We're back live at Waitsburg Field as the Waitsburg players continue to move about celebrating their league victory over your Tri-Cities Prep Jaguars 45-28. How did we get here? Tri-Cities Prep played pretty tough football for three quarters. In fairness, they were having difficulty stopping the Waitsburg offense, but there were times where they were having significant success. There were times where Waitsburg was dominating the line of scrimmage, and then there were times where Tri-Cities Prep was dominating the line of scrimmage. But towards the end of the third quarter, the wheels kind of started to come off. If there's any one thing that's indicative of the success the Cardinals had against us, save for turnovers, it's this. Their quarterback, that is number 11, the sophomore, 6'4", 173-pound Jacob Dunn. I don't want to call him a modern-day John Elway, but he throws a nice ball, and he is hard to catch. There were at least a half dozen times this evening where Prep defenders had Dunn in their clutches. Dunn managed to spin away, and most often then he was able to complete a pass down the field. And his favorite target was number 37, Luke Alexenko, the senior, 5'9", 159 wide receiver, who often would be in isolation down the right side of the field. And there were six different times where Dunn was under pressure. He was getting hit. He wheeled out, looked right, hit Alexenko, and Alexenko every single time was far enough down the field for a first down. I cannot imagine that the Tri-Cities Prep defensive portion of the coaching staff is going to take that particular issue sitting down. And whatever issue is involved with the secondary that allowed Alexenko to repeatedly release, that's going to be sealed, because that issue is going to stick out like a sore thumb on film like nothing else. The other issue, and I know this is a Captain Obvious moment, but you'd say, guys, you got to hang on to the football. You cannot turn over the football. Against a team like Waitsburg Prescott, you got to hang on to the football. Five turnovers, they didn't hang on to the football. And Waitsburg exploited that to the nth degree. And consequently, Tri-Cities Prep still has that monkey on their back. They have not beaten the Cardinals yet since they have started playing 11-man football. It continues to be a monkey on the back, and it will be through apparently going into next year as well, unless through some bizarre incident we end up getting an opportunity to meet them in the playoffs, which is the next thing we need to talk about, because now already, suddenly, despite having a 5-2 record identical to Waitsburg, Prep has a long road to hoe, and Waitsburg is sitting more or less in the catbird seat. Your Southeast League standings right now, based on tonight's results, 45-28 Waitsburg over Prep, and DeSales 13-9 over Sultan. What you have is a two-way tie on top of the Southeast League. DeSales tied with Waitsburg, and they get to duke that out next week for sole possession of first place. Then you have Tri-Cities Prep traveling to Sultan to play the suddenly tough Panthers. They played the Irish very, very tough tonight. They're having to travel 3 hours to play the Sultan Panthers, suddenly looking tough, and fighting for third place in the Southeast League. And here's the difficult part. Third place in the Southeast League is not going to get you a playoff spot. So Prep was hoping to start league play looking down on things, and unfortunately now they're looking at an uphill climb. The next two games, Asotin next Friday, DeSales and the Holy Bowl the following Thursday, are absolute indispensable must-win games. And by the look of things, they're going to be very tough. It'll be interesting to see what happens in practice and what Coach Dan Whitsitt has to tell us next week with regards to preparation and how to address the issues that came up for the Jaguars in this game, where, again, they were playing very close till the fourth quarter when the wheels came off, and they cannot afford to have that happen again. That's going to be all from Waitsburg. Thank you for listening to the first Southeast League tilt of the 2014 season for your Tri-Cities Prep Jaguars. Unfortunately, they came out on the short end, losing to Waitsburg 45-28. Next week, you will be wanting to tune in because we will be in Asotin 3 hours down the road, but we will have all the action for you right here. You have been listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Tri-Cities Prep Jaguars Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.